Don't you hear my favorite? Have a don't you hear my favorite?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you a man who knows that love conquers all. Get them out of here. Get them out of here, please. Not, no. Go, get them out of here right now.
They're gone.
All right. Good.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. 5 days without my car. And all the ships at sea. Hey, it sounds like Daffy Duck, only it's juicier. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, everybody. Don is at a meeting. He'll be here a few minutes late today.
Well, that never happens.
No, it never happens. We never deal with anything like that. And I'm here now in control. Gentlemen, I have to say hello, Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
Why does it sound different in my headphones here today?
Sounds almost better, don't you think?
Does it sound different to you?
It sounds richer to me.
Sounds like something. Has something been tweaked in the audio chain today?
I've never known our engineers to do anything like that.
Has somebody been playing with the harmonizer? Or is it the fact that I still have this cold after 1 million years?
You know, and now I've got a cold, too, so maybe that's what it is.
We're all dying.
Are you well, Buzz?
I couldn't be better.
Are you, of course. Buzz, are you kind?
I can be kind.
All right, well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Don will be here momentarily. He is obeying all local traffic sign limits and all that stuff, and he's winging his way here. And I am here to tell you that I hold in my hand for when he arrives something that's very special, a document that I will treasure for years and years and years. The last night at my home, I spoke to my wife, and she gleefully, incidentally, accepted the task.
I think it's nice that you're getting along so well.
What you should know, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow for our big Valentine's Day show, we are going to have the reverse newlywed game.
Right.
And we have a good number of couples that are standing by. We can always use an alternate or two.
Of course.
So we're going to take your calls for that if you're interested in playing the reverse newlywed game. What we're looking for is divorced couples, separated couples, people that are in marriage counseling. Those three categories, all those count. So you can be technically having trouble and going to counseling and still be allowed to participate. But primarily, we would like to look at divorced couples for this thing because that's what's going to make it more special than anything else.
And they can have been divorced for a long time.
Right.
They can have been divorced for... You can cite them for bad grammar if you like.
If they want to call and participate, Rob, give the phone number for everybody to call in right now.
1-877-365-3636.
If you want to participate, what we're going to do is we've got a bunch of questions that are lined up for tomorrow. You will come in here with your significant other, soon to be insignificant other, or in many cases, long-term insignificant other, where you, you know, you've been separated or you've been divorced. I think there was one couple, they were divorced for 11 years.
Right.
And all the questions will be matching up the thing that your spouse doesn't like about you.
Good questions, like what's the worst thing your spouse does in bed or the thing they do worse?
Precisely. Now, with that said, I know I asked Don when he started talking about this, I asked him what would be the idea of having employees participate, and he said, of course, employees are ineligible. So,
sorry, Mike.
So here's the deal. I said that I would speak to my wife, and we are on, you know, I should say, we are on very good terms.
That's great.
You know, as good as you can be in a circumstance like this. And I said, you know, we can't play the game. She was not all that disappointed about that.
Huh.
But I did say, you know, what I really like you to do is come up with the top 10 list of things that you don't like about me. And so we started to discuss, and I said, you know, I really don't think that I should be involved in this discussion. I think I will, you know, I will affect this. I will not, you know, you won't be brutally honest. So what I asked her to do is come up with a list for me in the morning. And you'll see, Buzz, I hold in my hand this lovely little kitty cat stationery here.
Oh, that is nice. That's
and
cute.
I'm not going to give it until Don gets here. Yes, Don will enjoy this.
He's very excited about this list.
You know, I'm not, what I have is the list. What I don't have is the priority of it. I do have, I have number one that I'm looking at here.
You don't think she prioritized it by the fact that she did it?
I think she I'm just guessing that, and this is what you do in this circumstance, Rob. I hope it never happens. You do a tremendous amount of guesswork, and I would assume that, like the first thing she wrote, may have been the number one thing.
This may shock you, but even in a supposedly happy marriage, you do a lot of guesswork.
A lot of guessing involved in that.
True.
But, you know, it's. I think it was a good exercise. I think it was very, very healthy. Speaking of meetings, I mean, we have all sorts of meetings today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see somebody that counsels me. She's going to see somebody that counsels her, and it should be a great day.
Yeah.
Another great day, because meetings are what I'm all about right now. Trying to get everything tidied up and get it all worked out. So we're very excited about tomorrow. Sure. I think it's going to be a wonderful, probably one of the best Valentine shows we've ever done on the Don and Mike Show.
Big fun.
And if you'd like to participate, I do think we have room for maybe a couple more.
Sure.
We will actually let you participate if you can call in right now. Also, tonight, this is big news also, because it's nonstop action on the Don and Mike Show. Hot balls in action.
Go balls!
Join our gutter balls as they take on Robert the Angry Mailman, four other disgruntled mailmen. I am not sure whether they are men of color, Rob.
Or we don't even know their size. And I mean, because Robert's not a small guy.
Color them angry.
Color them angry. That's the one consistent. They're all supposed to be angry. And we will be there tonight at really our home away from home. The glorious Annandale AMF.
Leave your axle grease behind.
The action gets underway at 7 o'clock. That's a good starting time for us. We'll be out there in Annandale if you want to come out and see us bowl. Please do. So without further ado, let's get right to your phone calls.
The phones are blanking, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, buddy, what's up, man?
Buddy!
Hey, I was thinking, as long as Don's not here, why don't you whip out that deep fryer and, cook us up a batch of donuts?
Well, I have more depth occasionally when I'm in here, driving the train. I don't think it's always necessary to immediately go for the food segment. But I think, really, if I had my druthers, as Rob would tell you, I would go for a food segment every time. Even if I was here, for 10 minutes doing this, I would go for a food segment.
I think you got it in, man. That was the best episode ever.
God bless you. It's so nice to know that's the one person in our listening audience that feels that way.
The next time we do a cooking segment, let me know. I'll bring in my Showtime rotisserie oven.
Now, Rob has been raving about the show. This is a Paul Popiel. Is it
Ron Popiel?
Ron. I always call it Paul Popiel. Isn't there a Paul Popiel that came up with the fishing magician?
No, that is Ron as
well. That is Ron as well.
And, if you see the infomercial, you're saying to yourself, this thing can't possibly be this good.
Rob's been raving about this.
But I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
I think Rob could actually bring that in one day. And, Don might not go for it. Don is not a fan of the cooking segment.
Don would be
not
a fan. So when we took out the perfectly roasted 15-pound turkey.
Or turducken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Guys. This is Aaron.
Aaron?
And I have a little question/complaint about your intro music.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
How you doing?
How are you, Aaron?
Listen.
Yes?
I've noticed that over the last month or so, your intro music has been changing and waning and, kind of getting...
Now, Aaron, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the logistics of the show, but let me explain something to you, okay? I mean, I get here, as Rob will tell you, the show goes on the air at 11 o'clock. I get here about 2 minutes before 11.
Right.
I come over here onto the other side of the console, and I sit down, and, I do my thing, which is really react to everything that goes on this show, and I talk about whatever everybody's talking about. But, Aaron, one thing I don't have anything to do with is the technical execution of this particular broadcast.
And Aaron, focusing on a small thing. It's just a very small part of the show.
Well, no, wait a minute. My point is, Buzz, right. I want to ask old Aaron here why you're,
exactly.
Don's not here. What are you doing? What do you want me to tell you?
Well, how about this? Look, I'm a recording engineer. That's what I do. So how about I do...
Hey, Aaron?
Yeah?
You know what? I got an idea. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was a good idea.
Thank you very much. Hello?
Mike?
Yes, right here. Who's this?
Hey, this is Harold. I'm bowling against you guys tonight.
Are you one of the angry mailmen?
Yes, I am.
And you're a good friend of Roberts?
I'm a friend of Roberts, yes.
What can you tell us about the team that we're going to be bowling against tonight, Harold?
Okay, I'm not of color, so...
Okay, so this is a melting pot team. This is a mixture of many different races.
Yes.
What's your average? What are the other players' averages?
I'm 223.
Oh,
I think Robert's 180, and we got another guy I know that's 190.
Yeah, we are going to get our ass kicked.
Pretty sure of that.
Well, Harold, we're looking forward to it. We're all going to be out there starting at 7 o'clock. Are you guys going to be wearing your uniforms?
We won't be in full uniform, but we will have our hats on.
Fantastic. Looking forward to meeting you tonight, Harold.
You should go to line 7. We have another opponent on the line.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air, caller.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
How come the intro music is waning?
Sir, I've got to tell you something. I don't really execute the day-to-day workings of the show. If you have problems with that, you might want to direct them towards Don Geronimo.
You know, listen, let me just say to that guy, I'm not there now, but let me just say F you,
yeah.
That the intro music is not waning. It's the same friggin' song we've played for 6 months.
What is the name of that song?
The name of the song is Stop the Rock.
Right. I like that song.
And I believe that what the fellow may have been talking about was that today when you have Thumbs Spiewak running the board.
Yes, caller.
The music level, as I got in my car after this meeting, the music level was not as loud as it normally is.
Now, are you obeying all local traffic ordinances as you whisk your way over here?
Let me answer that question right now, Mike. Did you hear that?
Was that the sound of, dogs being hit? What was that?
No, in this, in my new car, I can't get that sound that I used to get when I would turn a corner.
Well, you know, I don't know if you were listening. I know the meeting ended, I guess, right before we went on the air. You should know that I do have the top 10 list that I'm waiting for you to get here with, of what Laura wrote down about what she doesn't like about me.
Well, I am.
I think it will please you.
I am anxiously waiting now, and I don't want to take pleasure in your marital situation.
Well, I understand that, but I will tell you that having the list in my hand, I have reviewed it, and I do believe that there are a couple of items on it that have entertainment value.
And I would just tell you as a private aside, everybody
yes.
else, please turn your heads for a moment.
Okay.
Let me say that I had the meeting with the guy.
God.
It was not the meeting with the guy from before, it's the meeting with the other guy.
Right.
And that meeting with that guy, that's a go, baby.
Really?
That's a go.
Very exciting.
That was a good meeting. I'm sorry I'm late.
No, I'm very excited.
That was a good meeting with the guy with the thing.
I'm glad the guy with the thing had a good meeting.
The guy with the thing, incidentally, for those of you listening, this guy with the thing is not the other guy with the thing that we're
right.
talking about.
Exactly.
I came in that one day and I said, I just got out of the meeting with the guy with the thing, and the thing is not good like we thought it would be.
I don't know which brings me greater joy, the fact that the guy with the thing and you had a good meeting, or the fact that Mike Tyson has been licensed to box in Georgia.
Oh, thank God, the Georgia Dome will never be the same.
Isn't it going to be exciting? But it's a happy day. It's a happy day all the way around.
Well, I should be there shortly, and I will F you until you love me, faggot.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
All right. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
I have listened to you since you were Morning Zoo. Oh, that's the other thing I got to tell you. That I went on some site last night. I went on frankmurphy.com.
We had a screensaver of Frank Murphy in here yesterday.
Well, because, you know, I got an email from someone, from a friend of ours, saying that Frank, our dead producer from 10 years ago, it's amazing, he has a website even though he's dead.
Right.
He put together an online tribute to the station we used to work at, WAVA.
Right.
Where he was asking for emails from former employees and stuff.
I think that's pretty high up on the pathetic chain.
And you'll be glad to know that Frank wrote in there, as he was writing his personal bio, that I hired him in 1985, and then we parted ways in 1990, and we've never contacted him.
Oh, horrible. Like it's all our fault.
Like it's our fault. Keep in mind, he's the dickweed who we wanted to bring with us to JFK, except he wanted to make, in essence, more money than we were making.
Yes, and so we say to him, toodaloo ass.
Toodaloo ass, and also all of the great messages from the asswipes who worked at WAVA. And lots of the messages on there were people saying it's hard to believe that you, nor I, nor Charles Broyhill had participated in this online reunion
of
10-year demise of WAVA. Why the hell would we participate in the demise of a radio station that fired us, and when they fired us, ran promos saying, we've just taken 500 pounds of fat off the air?
Yeah, I'd participate with a gun to my head. Can I ask you a question about your driving?
Yes.
Do you find yourself driving slower today? Do you find yourself maybe, being a little extra cautious and maybe wearing a hat?
Do you find yourself with the left turn signal on for no apparent reason?
Do you understand where we're going with this?
Yeah, sure I do, Grant.
Grandfather.
Yes.
I was just wondering whether you were driving, slower now that you're a grandfather.
And you'll be glad to know, the guy with the thing?
Yeah.
That's how he greeted me as well.
That shows the guy with the thing is hip, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, the guy with the thing... The guy with the thing listens to the show more than the other guy with the thing.
Okay, I think, all right, that's enough. All right. I will see you when you get here.
I should be there momentarily. I'm just about to make the turn onto the big road.
Oh, the big road. Fantastic.
All right, bye.
We'll see you there. Bye-bye.
That was a caller calling from somewhere in the Washington area.
Thank you, caller. Nice caller.
Very, very nice call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what is going on?
Hi, who's this?
This is Sonny from Maryland.
Sonny, how are you?
I am good.
Yeah, look at my son. Look at my boy.
First of all, I got a couple things, but I want to ask, was Don really in a meeting, or did old Grandpa Geronimo lose his way to work?
I can't really comment on that, sir. I'm not sure. I think that you're going to have to draw your own conclusions. But it sounds like he's driving at the speed he usually drives.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Rob, can I ask you something?
Yes.
I've been listening to the Fair Show of Manassas Automotive Good Time Hour.
Rob, I had a comment on that last night. Somebody in the band actually mentioned that they'd heard you.
No kidding.
I said it's quality programming.
I got something to say about that.
They were commenting actually on how much they loved it, Rob.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yes, I am.
I might be.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember you saying a couple months ago that the Automotive Good Time Hour would be expanding to 2 hours, yet it's only 1 hour still.
Yeah, we're still working on that. But I encourage you to tune in every week and hear me pick up my talent face.
Send him the newsletter. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, Rob, Buzz.
Hey. Hi.
How are ye?
Oh, we're wonderful. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, but the drive is a little dangerous in Nova this morning.
Why is that?
Some a-hole in the Cadillac just about ran me off the road.
Okay.
Right. Hey, have you guys heard?
We have a super fan on the line,
apparently.
Yeah. Anytime automobiles can be identified, you know, it's very scary. Very stalkerish, as far as I'm concerned. What else, sir?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm listening to the Spanish radio station the other day. And much to my gleeful delight.
All right, hold on. Before you continue this run-on sentence, you say you're listening to the Spanish radio. Is this something you do on a regular basis?
Well, I'm trying to learn Spanish, and it's like the best way to pick
up. Okay, all right, I'll accept that. Go ahead.
Anyways, I recognize the voice of a person that's doing a commercial for a local nightclub, nightclub in Frederick, Maryland.
Really? Who's the person?
It is in Spanish, and it is Nino Griezmannelli.
Hey. Wait a minute, Grease Man doing a show, an ad for a Spanish club or something?
Yeah.
In Spanish?
In Spanish. Oh. And it's fantastic. At the end of the, I don't know if he came up with this, this was impromptu, or they wrote this for him. I swear to God, the last line
is... con Dios.
Hasta mañana, hasta luego, and hasta your mama.
Okay, all right. My God, he was giving me a headache. I'll tell you right now, if he gets that, though, if you get a copy of that, I would not mind hearing that, all right? Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Senor Track.
Hey, see you.
Hello, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing my English show in Spanish.
Hey, Golden Boy.
Yeah, how you doing?
About your marriage problems, I just wanted to say, don't worry.
What is that?
Was there a Yoko? Was there like a writer's meeting that you and I missed this morning?
I have no idea.
I
know that right now my head would be throbbing already, and we're only like 10 minutes into the show.
Got to go check the fax machine. Maybe there's an ad to the script we didn't see.
But, I mean, the good news is that, Mike Tyson is getting his license, and I'm very excited because I want to see that fight.
See how much they charged to give him his license?
$10.
$10.
$10.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Mike.
Who's this?
This is Ron from Baltimore.
Hello, Ron.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello, Rob.
Hi.
I can't listen right now because I'm in Baltimore and JFK sucks, but I was watching Larry King the other night.
Yes.
And I seen Imus.
You seen him?
Have you seen... Yeah, it was Larry King and Imus.
You seen Imus?
It was Imus talking about, Mr. Stern getting through to Larry King.
Yes.
You didn't catch that?
I know that they were on together, and I thought we had some kind of tape of it or something like that. I heard he was on. I seen it, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike. I'm sorry about your manual situation. But
my what?
The manual situation.
My manual situation?
Give me a break. I'm on Zoloft.
wait, hold on a second. Zoloft doesn't affect your mouth like that.
Well, then the other stuff that he gave me. But
all right.
Okay, my problem is I had open surgery.
Hold on, please. I need to put you on hold, caller.
Okay.
Is that who I think it is?
It couldn't be. He'd be at work.
There's no way.
Ask him.
We ought to ask one person. Hey, Rummy, come in here for a second.
She would know.
We have a coworker. I'm going to handle this with Rummy in here because I know certain people like certain things to be handled a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Rummy, we have a theory that I'm going to put this caller back on and let you talk to the caller, and I want to see if you think it's somebody that I think it is. Hello, caller. Go ahead. Say hi to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. This is Eddie. How you doing?
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
I had open heart surgery on 9/11, the tragedy.
Hold on a second, Eddie.
Okay.
Oh, I dropped the caller. Sorry, Alice. Is that already?
I don't think so.
Oh, God damn it.
No, I was wondering.
No.
It isn't?
No.
Eddie, I'm sorry. I accidentally hung up on you.
Eddie from Queens. Yeah, a regular call.
Eddie. Eddie. No, I wasn't. I swear to God, I was not doing that. I was just curious. Rob was too. Did that not sound like
it sounded
our
like
Eddie?
It was Eddie from the New York area, and we were curious.
I was just wondering. I mean, that he might be a fan of the show. I think that requires more investigation, right?
As do
that
I.
Was so not that Eddie.
I'm just. You sure it wasn't?
I'm positive.
You're probably Lisa's the biggest fan of Eddie, so I just wanted to make sure that
Eddie.
There were similarities there. I just wanted to make sure.
Eddie's listening.
And I'm not saying anything. I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying I was just curious about that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Can I speak to Buzz?
I'm here, sir. Go ahead.
How you doing? I'm stuck on my crossword puzzle. 37 down. I'm looking for a four-letter word that ends in ZZ for unemployment.
And no time for that now, sir. Call me in the office. They don't forget, do they, Buzz?
Never.
Hello,
never
Don forget. And Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Danny.
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 Yeah.
How you doing, Danny?
All right.
What can we do for you?
Why you guys got to keep ragging on Greaseman? He ain't never done nothing to y'all.
He ever done nothing to y'all, hey?
I'll
tell you right now, Danny, I don't think we rag on the Greaseman. We, Greaseman's a public figure, and we talk about him occasionally.
Terry Dolson giving such a hard time, man.
We're not giving a hard time, and I'll tell you right now, you know, Danny, I mean, that was not me giving someone a hard time. A caller called in and said he heard him on a Spanish radio station. I didn't. I just took the call, Danny. Well, what do you got to say to that, Danny? Come on now. Come on.
Come on now, what?
I mean, come on, Dan. You saying we're ragging on the Greaseman? I just took a phone call. I took a phone call from a guy.
Man.
What's that?
I've heard y'all in the past making cracks on the man. He never messed with y'all.
Yeah, you know, he messed with us sometime. I mean, we all mess with each other. It's all in fun. Ain't nothing but a thing.
I just thought he was a pretty cool man. I mean, you got a hard time, you know.
Hey, let's go a little step further. Not just a cool man, a great man, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I would like to go one step further. I'd say he's a patriot.
Well, that's Rob.
Yeah.
Rob is standing alone on that one, Danny. But, Danny, That was the caller that called in, and we thought it was funny. Do you think it's funny that the Grease Man would be on a Spanish station doing a Spanish commercial?
I think he ought to be right back where he was. I mean, I think he got a raw deal.
That's good. Okay, well, I guess for now, Danny, I will simply say, toodaloo, ass.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Danny has no sense of humor.
Danny. All right, got time for one more. Don is in the building. He's coming in here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Yes, buddies.
Yes, I wanted to ask you, I know, Mike, you're the big Olympics fan in the studio, right?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I said the other day, I have not gotten into it like I thought. I really thought I'd enjoy it, and I'm very, very bored by the Olympics this time around. It is not doing it for me. I'm not sure why.
I found more interesting is
Michael Weiss, incidentally, our friend Michael Weiss, if you're following that, Michael Weiss is I heard on the news in eighth place.
That's what I heard. I tuned in. He was in third after three skates last night.
The way I understand it, if I'm right about that kind of stuff, figure skating, if you're in eighth place after this, it's going to be a real, real tough time for him to get into the medals. So.
He said it would be.
Yeah, so.
Getting the bronze would be very difficult at this point.
The bronze would be difficult, absolutely.
The reason I called is regarding the Olympics and Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this rumor I'd seen on the internet the other day that during his years on NBC, when any time he's interviewed somebody a lot taller than him in the studio and they end up standing up, he's on a footstool. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I've seen it on the internet.
I don't know. We've got a mystery guest that has just come into the studio. Let me ask him as to whether the rumors about Bob Costas being on a footstool are true. I have no idea. Bob Costas is a friend of mine.
Yes.
Sir, you are no Bob Costas. There is no doubt. But hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
What were you doing, Danny? Were you adjusting things?
No, the thing is, you know...
What's going on?
I hate this place.
I do, too.
I'm not, you know, I'm not here at 9:30 or 10 o'clock to set the studio up.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I have nothing to do with that. What happened over there? No, nothing.
Just my side of the room normally is configured in a certain way. And it's
because you were away, the way that things are normally set up, we're not set up that way?
No, we're not set up. So now Rob's run down the hall to get someone to set up the configuration
thing.
The right way. No, not the thing.
Ah.
The thing. The thing is something else.
Really? Boy, I tell you, I don't think I've ever wanted a commercial break to come faster.
Well, trust me. Did you get my messages?
I did. I spoke to several people that were relaying messages from you. One person with more detailed information than the other, and it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Hey, good time.
So let me just give me a second. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, let me just give me a quick second just to pull out my, my stuff here.
Get
my
comfortable.
Show.
There's the list, incidentally, that I was talking to you about. Isn't that lovely little pink kitty stationery? And what do you think about the time and effort that was spent on this? You know?
Looks to me, no offense.
It was hastily written at about 8 o'clock.
Looks to me like the handwriting of the same person who wrote the letters to Senator Daschle. Looks to me like Rudy Marsky type handwriting. Did your wife write that list with her feet?
We talked about the list, and we actually had a laugh about the list. And then this morning, she actually wrote down the list. She got 7, and then I actually helped her with the last 3. I reminded her of when I've been in the corner before, the critics' corner. Yeah. I reminded her of 3 very clear ones, and they're interesting. I haven't prioritized them.
We've got a guy that wants to yell at me. Well, you want to yell at me? John, what do you want to yell at me about? Hey, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to yell at me about?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I just want to let you know, please don't be late anymore, because this show sucks without you.
Hey, F you, pal. Listen, we did the best job we could. It was kind of a last-minute thing, so F you, you dick.
Let me just say something.
I have been nice to people all the time. I'm not going to be nice to you, a-hole.
Mike.
Do you understand me?
Mike, you're good, but there's a reason why the show is called
Don
and Mike.
I understand that. I know that. Stop. I know that. I just think you're a dick.
Stop it. Don't be a dick. And listen, I don't like... trust me, I don't like meeting with the guys with the things and getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go to these secret locations where I got to... You ever watch the beginning of the TV show Get Smart where you got to walk through 5 million doors where they're going up and down and bam, I'm doing that stuff?
You know, we're talking about, 15 minutes of content on the show and you got to bust my balls?
I'm working as hard as I can.
And a real brave man, too. You're a real brave man, ass.
Get here.
Why don't you come... You know what? I want to take out frustration. I've been enjoying a very rough time in my life and I need somebody to take out my frustration. Why don't you come down and visit me, okay?
Why don't you invite him down to the bowling alley tonight?
Come down to the bowling alley tonight. Will you do that for me?
Where you guys at?
We're going to be in Annandale.
Annandale where?
Annandale, Virginia, dumbass.
Mike is calling you out, sir.
Thank you.
And sorry that I'm late. It could not be avoided. Because I had to talk to the guy about the thing. I had to talk to the guy about the thing because the other guy with the thing, we thought that thing was going to be okay and that thing's not okay. So we had to talk to the other guy. And so it turns out, talking to the other guy with the...
You're scaring me, incidentally, with all
the thing.
That.
Why?
Really? Because you're scaring me. You're scared. I can't tell you why you're scared, but you're scaring me. Okay?
Why? Write it down. Because I'm talking?
Yes.
Okay. Listen.
You know what you're doing? I'm just... You know how I feel.
I was at a meeting with my insurance agent this morning.
How is your insurance agent?
Must you know? We're talking about, if you must know, we're talking about our rates going down.
That's the right power shirt that you wore, though.
Yeah, and press for success.
That's the
had the French cuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cufflinks.
Would have been my choice.
No tie. I hope you notice I went with no tie. I went with sweater vest.
You know what? Extremely. I was thinking because you were so gay. We were talking about wardrobe. You were telling me about wardrobe last night. And I was thinking, you know, maybe not.
Last night I was discussing with Mike before this meeting I had today. That maybe I would...
like we do every night.
I would dress mobster style. One of my shiny mobster suits.
Yeah.
But I got up this morning and I put it on and I thought, you know, no, that's not the message that needs to be conveyed in this meeting.
Absolutely.
What needs to be conveyed in this meeting this faggy shirt that I have with cufflinks and a sweater vest and big boy pants and hard shoes.
It to me conveys casual success.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Smart look.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. Don, being the fan of the show that I am and basically no life in general, I was curious, are we as fans ever going to find out about the guy with the thing?
Yes.
The thing?
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. I mean, really, we're trying to keep all of this as much as we can behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can say the guy with the thing.
Yeah.
the guy with the thing.
You understand.
You understand.
I know. Listen, you know what I need to do, Buzz?
Yes.
You need to take over for just a second so I can talk to Mike off the air here.
All right.
It's a Buzz show.
It's Don and Mike are having a little conversation about the guy with the thing. Mike is very nervous about what Don may or may not say about his meeting with the insurance agent today. And Mike wants to be reassured that everything's okay and that we're not teetering close to the edge of saying something we shouldn't say. So Don and Mike are having this little conference, and they are returning to the program right now.
Okay.
Right now.
So you okay now?
I'm fine.
Sure, why not?
Very good.
Feels good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, I have a little problem. Yesterday was supposed to be the end of the world, so I drove down to Atlantic City. I blew about $10,000. Then I came up in the afternoon, and I had unprotected sex with my secretary. What am I going to say to my wife?
I know. Listen, here's the deal. I told you yesterday, and sir, I did the exact same thing myself. I went to Atlantic City. I had unprotected sex with all the women here at the radio station. I went out to the mall. I ran my credit cards all over the limit. Mm-hmm. And I urge you to do the same thing as I do. When the bills come in, when your wife comes for you, when the authorities come looking for you, you tell them, you go see the government. The government said that yesterday was the day, was the terrorist day.
I did the same thing. I mean, I feel the same way as you guys do. I don't feel as bad, though. I went back down to Club Wet.
Wow.
Good for you, Mike. Yeah, I really am. I just went down there and, really experienced it. I went down there at about midnight.
I hate to keep junking up the show with all of my little tiresome, the studio's not right. What would it take to get a straw?
Oh,
a straw. Again, one of the small conveniences of life that I am afforded for my super big gulp every day, which is normally here. Joe with the drinks, it's hit and miss.
Well, right before the show is going to, how I like my little Mountain Dew Code Red?
Yeah.
And because hey, things Robbie. Were kind of discombobulated today that I actually came in here and I said, yeah, I need my Code Red. And I said to Joe, 10 seconds before we were going on the air, I said, Joe, can you get me a Code Red?
I didn't have a dollar today. I didn't have a dollar today.
Even though on a pretty regular basis, I hand him $20, and it's just kind of...
All right, strange. I'm all set now. Rob, did you check about the headphone thing?
I've paged the engineers, and they don't appear to be in the building.
I don't know. What a mess.
Hey, you guys, listen, when the radio station runs as cleanly as it does, the engineers can usually skip out without any trouble.
What a friggin' mess this is. Okay. Why did you just hit...
I didn't hit.
I was trying to sneak...
I was snatching my list away from Lisa's gaze.
Okay, all right. From Lisa's gaze?
From her gaze, yeah.
G-A-Z.
All of them from Club Wet.
Hello. Thanks for finding that dollar, Joe.
Hey, Katie, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just wanted to say that I disagree with that other caller, and I like it when you're not there and when Mike is.
Oh, well,
now that's just as bad. I overreacted with that other caller.
You are simply, and Mike, I will show you the way to react. I won't overreact.
There
I'm just
going
to say you are an indouchable C.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
See, yours was quicker. I see. I went on and on that other caller.
Good day to you.
Oh, my
good
God.
Good day to you, you unwashed C. Hello, Don and Mike show. You vermin, you rancid sea.
Rancid.
You got cockroaches living in your sea.
Rancid, cheese-laden sea.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Just called to make an observation about the connection between the sweater vest, the Cadillac, and maybe the Alzheimer's that... The guy with the thing.
Okay, now listen, can I just tell you, let me just explain something to you. Sweater vest is a way of going to a meeting without wearing a suit and tie that says, dress down, I'm a normal guy. Cadillac, hold on. You know, I don't like bringing this up because I don't like bragging. You know the Cadillac I drive? Are you familiar with the Escalade? Are you familiar with the one that, all the football players who kill guys drive? That's the Cadillac I drive.
You don't drive like the big old man DeVille.
No, I have a Cadillac Escalade. I drive.
However, you and I will, at any chance to rent a DeVille, we will rent a DeVille.
Yeah, that's my cat. And what was the other thing? The Alzheimer's? Oh, the guy with the thing? The only reason I say the guy with the thing is because it's stuff that we can't talk about on the radio. Trust me, I know the name of the guy with the thing.
There you go.
And Mike knows the name of the guy.
I just wanted to make sure they weren't covering up for your Alzheimer's.
No, they're not. Sir, I'm a grandfather. I'm 43.
I'm a grandfather.
I don't have Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Okay, I don't have Alzheimer's.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you, my friend.
When you say it, it's best.
You know, there was an article in the paper today that says you can really slow the onset of Alzheimer's by doing crossword puzzles.
That is absolutely true.
The mind is sharp.
Absolutely, the mind is sharp.
Hello, Buzz. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Did Mike introduce you today? I didn't hear that part.
Yes, fine. Yes, you did.
Oh, I did, right?
Absolutely.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
All right.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Did I? Yes, you did.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, thank you.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, but I guess a couple weeks ago you had that skater on.
Michael Weiss, right.
Yeah, well, I just caught on a report. I guess last night they finished the short section, and the guy's in eighth place.
Excuse me. When did you turn your radio on?
You were mentioning this right as I walked into the room today, right?
I just said that, sir.
I missed that completely.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
See you, L.A.
Hello.
He feels badly now.
Toodaloo ass. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, what?
You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. All right, maybe it's best like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I need? I need a second just to organize, and we'll start the show here.
Very good.
Mike's got his list. We got a big great show for you today. Oh, this, let me do one thing I was not able to check before today's show.
Boy, are you going to like that.
Yeah, Rob has already told me it is the best.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
The best in a very long time.
Let me see.
You know what that means.
Just read that.
Okay. All right.
Good. Welcome all right. back.
Craig Wilson time today. It's going to be a good one today.
Good.
Oh, my. It's going to be a good one. Let's start today's show with a call 100. What do you say? Call in, win a prize. 877-365-3636. That's the national number from D.C. and WJFK land 202-432-1067. And from New York, 877-692-1027. If you're listening on WNEW, be the 100th caller right now, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gang, looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
John and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, all right. All's right with the world. The console is set. The engineers are in here. Always good talking to Jeremy during commercial break. Very exciting. Yeah. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Caller 100 here.
Right, that's correct. What's your name, my friend?
Lou Fitz.
Hi, Lou Fitz, where are you from?
I'm from Wappingers, New York.
All right, here you go. Please enjoy the new movie called Super Troopers. You won the Super Troopers prize pack. Don't miss Super Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, and killing time in theaters this weekend, February 15. It's their highway you're just driving on. Thank you, my friend.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hold on just a second. I saw an ad when we went to see the Arnold movie this weekend for a Robert De Niro movie that I'd not seen an ad for before with Robert De Niro and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, cool.
Where the premise looks funny that what they're doing is like a cops TV show, and Eddie Murphy is the guy who wears the blue uniform. He's the on-the-street cop,
right,
who is the big showboat. And Robert De Niro is the real time-tested detective,
right,
who they put together with Eddie Murphy to make this TV show.
Sounds good.
And at one point, while they're filming the real-life exploits and they're doing promos, William Shatner plays the role of the director on the show, and they're trying to get Robert De Niro to say something like, "Watch out, bad guys. Friday night's at 5. And De Niro keeps screwing up the line, and then William Shatner looks at the camera and says, "This guy is the worst actor of all time." Showtime is the name of the movie, Showtime.
Very that cool.
Good.
Looks outstanding.
Another comedy for Robert De Niro, and I like him in comedy. Yeah. I hope he's going to make a lot more of them.
You know, last night, boy, I hate the Olympics, and I can't stand watching them. And there's nothing else on, and my wife really put me in a position with what to choose to watch, because she chose the Apocalypse Now, the full version that's got all of the junk that was cut out of the first one.
Yeah, it's the re-released Apocalypse Now, which has some never before seen footage.
So it's on pay-per-view, and she says, "Do you want to watch this with me?" And I said, "Oh yeah, you know, hey, finally a movie that we can agree on."
Oh, what a great movie!
But then we started to watch it, and I got a phone call, and I had to call you, and I went into my room, my cave, and while I was on the telephone, I'm flipping around because I don't have that pay-per-view in my room, and the movie Heat was on. And at one point, Frida came back, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm watching the movie Heat." She said, "That's the one with De Niro and Pacino.
You got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up there. Ferocious, aren't I?"
Yeah. She said, "How many times have you seen the movie Heat?" I said, maybe 1,000. And she walks over to the bookshelf. She says, "And what is this?" She goes, "This is the DVD for Heat. You could watch this movie anytime." And I was trying to explain to her the difference between pulling out the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
And actually just when it happens to be on regular TV.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to stick with it. She says, "You don't have the DVD for Apocalypse Now. And I'm watching it in the other room."
When you have the DVD and you put it in the machine, that is working to provide your own entertainment. When you see one of the movies that you have on DVD that you love, it's like Christmas.
It's a windfall.
So, yeah. You know, I'm trying to explain to her. She, you know, bless her heart, she's watching a movie in the other room that I normally would love to watch. Apocalypse Now, but for whatever reason, I got caught up in these phone calls. I was in the other room. The movie Heat came on, and I got into it.
Of course, it's one of your favorite movies. When I feel the same way when Full Metal Jacket is on cable. It's like somebody's giving me a gift. I get all excited.
Absolutely,
it's cool.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing today?
Anyway, I love De Niro. You know, I love Queer for De Niro. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, what you should have wore to the meeting was some baggy jeans, a hoodie, and went in there and grabbed yourself.
She's talking about your outfit.
I should have worn baggy jeans,
a hooded, baggy jeans,
hooded sweatshirt,
a hoodie, and Timberlands, and went in there grabbing yourself.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
That's what spells success. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Next time, maybe.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, who is this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Lisa from Long Island.
Hello, Lisa.
Good day.
Hi. I love you guys. Listen, I just wanted to tell you that before September 11th, I never listened to 102.7. And about a week after September 11th, I was very depressed, and I turned you guys on, and you made me laugh. For the first time in a week, I laughed. And ever since then, I'm glued to you guys on the radio.
If there is a better compliment than that, I haven't written it. That is fantastic. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Thank you. Also, I agree with you on that bitch on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Patricia Heaton?
I cannot stand her.
Yeah, right.
She should have one of her vital organs removed while she's still alive.
Wow. I think it's already been removed. I think that's part of her problem. I think she did like they treat the women in those third world countries.
Oh, ow.
That's what I think they've done to her. They've sliced her up already.
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah.
They closed her up.
Ew.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I hate Don and Mike. It's not Everybody Loves Raymond. It's Everybody Hates Patricia Eaton. But, hey, just wanted to call. I know we're a day late and a dollar short from Wichita, but congratulations, Granddad.
Yeah, and I was going through that last night, too. That part I won't share with you on the radio, but there are some weird, weird calls going back and forth right now. Some very odd telephone calls happening.
I detected a little tension in the situation.
A little bit. Well, there's a little bit because, there are some issues there.
Yeah.
There are issues on my part, issues on other people's parts.
Right.
And then every once in a while, in between all of that, I would get the call from a friend of mine, who would just call to bust my balls. Who would just call, "Hey, Gramps, how you doing?"
Yeah. Didn't help.
Thank you very much. Mike.
Yes, Don?
You did promise today the top 10 list. Oh, hold on. Before that, let me just mention. I know you hit this at the beginning of the show. I want to hit it again. Tomorrow, our Valentine's Day show, it's the divorced / separated / marital counseling edition of the Newlywed Game, with all kinds of questions to show how much these people really dislike each other and why they should not be together as a couple.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
I think we have... How many couples we got already? Four, five, something like
that? I think we're doing really, really well in the couples department.
We're giving away $500 in cash as the grand prize tomorrow, and you'll be glad to know for a change. Hold on. We have 8 couples signed up so far.
Wow.
8 couples. Hey, come here, Rummy. Please. Oh, here she is right now. Off the instant message and in person. How many of them do you think are showing?
I would say we'll probably get about 5.
Well, then I don't think we need to keep soliciting then.
I think we're covered.
If we get 5 couples, we're set.
He is good. Why not?
All right, well, never mind. Forgot I said that then. Just listen tomorrow right. to the Backwards Newlywed Game.
Enjoy.
Great question. Listen and enjoy. And also about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I'm going to put one last offer out on the table for Dennis Murphy.
Uh-oh.
Dennis Murphy, I know you're out there. How about it? Tomorrow, you, in a diaper, with a quill of arrows.
Being the Valentine's baby.
In front of the Donna Mike World Broadcast headquarters.
Absolutely, and, maybe we could get him one of those Nerf bow and arrow sets.
Yes.
So you can come down and be shot with the arrows of love. That'd by Dennis nice. Murphy.
Last chance, though, for Dennis to participate in the show.
Dennis, I know you were trying to get back in our favor when you came to the little band gig that I had. I know I wasn't nice to you. Dennis, this is a golden opportunity. Dennis, would it be safe to say if Dennis does this, his status is re-cemented on the show?
Yes, he would move right back to the top of the pile.
That's right.
To the top of the steaming pile of goo known as the regulars on the show.
And I think it's supposed to be very cold tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don, Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, brothers. How you doing?
Hi.
I was wondering when you're going to get to the Brian Wilson CD.
Today. Promise. Mark it. Write it down. Promise.
Thank you very much. I'm heading out to Atlantic City in about an hour, and I go out. Once you get north of Baltimore, I can't pick you guys up, even on AM. So.
Gotcha. All right. Promise we'll get to it.
Oh, Mike, by the way, I saw your wife the other night at Clyde's.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, at Clyde's. No, she looked very nice.
Really?
Yep, she's a very, very nice woman.
What night?
Having
what
little, having
what night was
trouble
that?
Getting drinks.
What was night was that? Just kidding.
She was banging waiters 2 at a time.
There you go. I knew that was coming.
Yeah. All right. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I don't believe
that. Don, it's Mike.
You don't believe that, Rob?
No, I don't. I think that was a prank call.
Thank you, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I don't care if you guaranteed me that $500. I wouldn't sit in that room with that bitch.
With your ex-wife?
Yes.
You know what? Neither would I, my friend. Neither would I, but I guess that there are people out there who are bigger people than you and I.
Or punishment.
I would not. Mike, take your current wife out of the equation.
Yes. I
think about your first wife, which is what I'm basing my denial on.
You know, it's so with my first wife. We as soon as everything, all the payments were done. I mean, we went in totally different direction. Absolutely no contact. I don't know whether that's
would you?
I mean, there were no children, and she went her way. I don't know where she is. She doesn't know where I am.
Would you sit in a room with her and play a radio game?
Sure. Yeah, my first wife. Absolutely.
See, that's where we're.
Yeah, because I mean, it was just.
I wouldn't.
But I mean, it's so
I wouldn't because the first one put me through too much crap.
See, there wasn't that, and because of that it would be okay
for no amount of money. Is there any amount of money that would get you in the same room with your first wife?
Sure. There's always been. Yeah, of course. With your first wife, there's always that level of tension that exists
right.
there,
and
which is not abnormal by any stretch of the imagination.
If she happens to be listening in one of our Wisconsin stations, how's it going at the sewage treatment plant? That brought me a great amount of joy when I discovered that my ex-wife was working at a sewage treatment plant.
I'd sit with both of them and have them compare notes. That's where I'm at right now.
You would have your first wife compare notes with your current wife?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, to find out the similarities, to see where I can improve myself.
Oh, goddamn.
I'm not a beaten man, but I'm an introspective man at this
stage. All right, speaking of, you promised us today, as a pre-Valentine's Day treat, the top 10 things I don't want to say ex-wife, your separated wife.
Yeah, we're not even really, that's not even finished yet either. So, but I mean, we are doing that. So, I mean, that's the stage of the game that we're at right now.
All right, so the top 10 things that Mike's wife hates about it. And this is not a goof, right?
It's not a goof.
It's a realist. I can see that your wife actually wrote down these items. Now, tell me the ones, though, that she wrote by herself.
All right, and the seven, she wrote 7 by herself. And then I reminded her, because we had discussed it, the 3 other ones. So these are all hers, really.
Okay.
Because, I mean, when I would bring something up, she's like, oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. I forgot.
Damn.
All right, but I have put them in order of priority.
Okay.
That's my job. Good. And I will also take these one words
these one-word things and do my very best to, you know, explain them. But they're pretty straightforward.
Oh, so what she's done, rather than write down, like, in sentence form, she just has one-word
descriptions. Well, you know, I mean, we're not in a space right now where I think she's, you know, going to take a tremendous amount of time to help me with the show.
Okay, got it.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Are we going to have any kind of... A lot of guys can relate to this one. Jealousy. I'm a jealous man. I have jealousy. I really would. We'd be in situations where I would always think that maybe she's she's looking at another guy interesting. So I'm a jealous type. I would say that's valid. It's a standard. It's not exciting.
Let me just say to me that
not exciting.
That's a sign that you care.
Okay, thank you.
Again,
not that
I am taking sides. You know, I'm on your side.
That's fantastic.
But I would view that as a sign that you care.
Okay, very good. Very good. Number 9. You ready for number 9?
Well, not if you want to wait for this card to read.
But, all of these that are on the list,
the number 9 thing your wife hates about you.
Number 9, I get angry. I'm an angry man. That's the general, that I'm an angry man.
Can't help you there.
Yeah, I am an angry man.
Can't help you there.
You know, I'm just kind of angry guy.
Let me just say again on your behalf.
I think you should put a slash there. She didn't finish this. Angry goes into the negative personality, where I I have kind of a negative outlook on the world.
Let me just say.
I'm not going to say whether I agree with it or not, but I'm going to tell you that that's what's on the list.
Let me just say, and I feel the need to rebuff each of these on your behalf.
Thank you, counselor. I appreciate that.
Let me just say that I believe that the mic that your wife married.
Yes.
How long ago was it? 7 years ago?
Yes.
It was the same mic that he is today.
Angry man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Negative angry.
What I'm saying is it's not like anything's changed.
No, no. And
she's gotten the same package that she got back then.
Right. Absolutely. And I just got to throw in because I am kind of, doing my own self-promotion here.
Yeah.
That anger really... never directed ever at my children. You know, my wife and I have had a few fights, but I love my kids and I'm not, right. I don't do it around them. You know, I do it like when I'm in a shopping mall.
Okay, all right. The number 8 thing.
This was an interesting
soon-to-be-separated wife hates about
this
you.
This was an interesting one for me, and this is one where I chalked this up to kind of a learning experience because this came out of nowhere. Volume. The volume that I speak at, the level of, it might be tied into the anger thing, but I don't think so. It's the volume of my voice, which really was kind of, hey, wow, how about that?
Let me again say that I will argue this point. God damn, you should hire me to be your lawyer.
Yes, yes. It's a no-fault thing, so it doesn't matter.
But still, it's simply in the court of public opinion. I would say you speak at a higher level for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, that is a natural way. When you do what we do for a living, you kind of, that's the way you talk.
You've been with me, and God knows Frida's been, with Rue McClanahan in the restaurant.
Right.
Where I wanted to call Rob and tell him the worst thing is Rue McClanahan, and Frida said, keep your voice down. I said, I am keeping my voice down. And she said to me, you don't understand. When you keep your voice down, your voice still is louder than anybody else's voice.
Right.
Do you ever get it when you're talking to her on the phone and she's like 400 miles away and she'll say, be quiet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that too.
The next one is not comfortable for me to discuss, but I have to be honest.
The number 7 reason that your separated wife hates you.
Number 7 is, I call it waking up in the middle of the night wanting to have a little nookie, and she refers to it as sleeping attacks.
Sleeping attacks.
And this is true. This is a valid one, and it's one that she had a problem with. It is me wanting to make whoopee in the middle of the evening. It is in the middle of the night, and waking her up to do so. I'd like to point out, though, counselor, I would always wake her up.
Let me just say.
Good for you,
thank
Mike. You.
Thanks, Mike.
But see, she didn't like that, and I completely understand that.
Let me say
I wouldn't like it, I suppose, either if I was in the middle of sleep.
Sure you would. let me say that... when two people are married, they sign a marital contract
right
between them, which includes boning 24 hours a day.
That's right.
And frankly, much like with the one about you being jealous,
yes,
she should be flattered,
right?
That
right.
In the middle of the night you choose to flip her over and attack her. Okay, so number six,
my lack of attention, in parentheses, bad listener.
tough one to defend, Don. It really is. On this one,
you are guilty.
You know that based on.
You are guilty.
I'd much rather hear what I have to say than what somebody else has to say.
You are.
There is nothing I can do. What? Ready to move,
what?
Move on.
What? You are so goddamn guilty of that one.
I am guilty of that, yeah. You know, my whole family is, and I only realized it through, many sessions of counseling, is that my family's the kind of person, they'll say something, they'll make a statement, they'll even ask a question, and we all do this in the O'Mara family. We will ask a question, and then we will, like, literally, in my sister's case, literally look in the other direction and, like, start observing another table at a restaurant or something. I'm like, are you listening? And they'll turn around and say, what? What was that?
I've noticed.
So that. Thanks, Buzz.
Well, Mike.
I appreciate that. Mike, you've noticed that.
Yeah. You were laughing about it. It's true.
We've all noticed
that. Okay, really? So that's one that I really maybe ought to highlight.
Well, let me give you
work on that one.
Give an example.
Like when we're out in a social situation or on the show.
Here's an example. No, not on the show.
On the show, I think I pay attention.
I'll give you an example.
Yes.
That we'll be up in the office, and Rob will come up to the office, and Rob will start saying something like, hey, Julia did something fantastic over the weekend, and he'll start, and you will just, in the middle of what Rob's saying, you'll say, God, I didn't realize that President Bush's approval rating was 98%.
Okay, valid. Good. All right. Bonus. Bonus party. That was number six.
All right, number five. Let me say, we love that about you.
Well, thank you. But I mean, let me just put an asterisk there. Because, I mean, that'll help with anything, like my future endeavors. All right. Number five. Big one, and you know what? You're all going to go along with this one. This is not defensible. My attitude in traffic.
Okay.
My attitude in traffic, really, and I think everybody in this room, everybody I work with, has first-hand experience. Buzz, you're looking like it doesn't bother, and I don't think it does bother.
Yeah, no, I've not had a personal problem with that.
Buzz actually
heard about it.
Buzz actually enjoyed that one time we were driving. Well, maybe not.
I might have been egging you on, in fact.
Ah, that's what it was.
There may be a little of that in me.
So what it is my attitude in traffic, really, that I have tried to get myself under control. I am not a good... I this is the way I look at it, and I'm not... I don't do the road rage thing like I may have in the past, but I will tell you that my feeling when I get behind the wheel of a car is that everyone else is the enemy.
Let me just say, I've heard nothing yet that approaches deal-breaker status for me.
Well, Don, it's cumulative and significant.
Okay, four.
I must say that. Number four, and here's, nothing I can do about this. Number four is gas.
Number four
is gas. I don't know if she's serious or not, but I mean, she's probably maybe going for a easy laugh here, but she put gas down, and you know what?
Come on, you're a normal man.
Let me tell you something. The morning is not, really what has come out. I really think that, I don't think she's unusual. She does not like it.
That's one of your all-time best ones we put on tape incidentally.
And that would sound like many, I want to be many. Almost all mornings in my house.
Wow.
That's how I wake up in the morning.
Number three.
Where's number three? Now, this one, I'd like to defend myself on this one. Lack of energy at home. Which means basically
guilty.
Coming home, and just kind of like not having a lot of energy for everybody.
Guilty.
That, Don, I'd like to mention that when I went on my antidepressant medicine, that contributed severely to that. Mm. If it was bad before, it was double. After I went on that stuff, because I would come home and I'd be like, I was not functional. But
defend you on that.
I was couch potato.
I remember the stories about your wife out on the backhoe and digging ditches.
Yeah, maybe if I had been a little more, in tune with that, I would have helped doing some project around the house. But I never did, and frankly, I don't have an interest in doing that.
Number two.
Yesterday, when you were talking about the reverse newlywed game, you had mentioned that we ought to ask, one of the questions should be, what is your least favorite physical characteristic on a person? And so I asked her specifically. She thought about it for a while. She made a couple of joke answers, and then she looked at me seriously, and she said, your earlobes. Wow. Now, I'm going to take off my headphones for a second and show you that.
Turn them down.
I don't like my
earlobes. So we don't get feedback.
I don't like my earlobes either. I'm gonna show you this. Okay, look what I can do. They're real. They're big. And they hang. Knock it off, head. I don't want to hear a wow from you. Thank you very much. Behave yourself.
You don't have Prince Charles ears.
I don't have Prince Charles ears, but I have large earlobes. And
you do.
Much like, what was the one that surprised me? The volume one, even though I know I'm loud. I will tell you that the earlobes, I was just surprised. And I think she was somewhat sincere that she didn't like my big earlobes.
And the number one reason your wife hates you.
Not proud of this one, but I saved it for last because it is the most personally embarrassing to me. Stained underwear. That, I don't think requires any great great explanation, but...
Let me just say, as I lay, can I have a look at the list for a second?
Yeah, here it is.
You are a brave man for sharing that, and for that we salute.
Thank you.
I would have to say...
Now, I'd also say, we're not talking about all underwear. We're talking about, that occasional pair.
Right.
You know what? I bet... I don't know why you're getting separated. I really don't.
Well,
this sounds like this could be my wife's listening for me. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why aren't we getting a divorce?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, now, the jealousy thing, you know I am jealous.
You're super jealous.
I'm super jealous. Now, you have to give me a pass on the anger, though.
Mm-hmm.
You've never known me to be a terribly angry man.
I wouldn't call you angry, but you do have, because you don't have, I think Mike has a hotter head than you do, but you are... crabby in the extreme.
Hold on.
Not recently. Not recently.
Thank you. This is not like a 2-week thing.
No. Absolutely. No.
Months and months now.
No, it's been for about 6 months. You've been.
My wife brought it to my attention one day when I came home from work. She said, "You realize that." And I would like to blame that on Ken Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
She says, when you come home from work, you're just a big ass.
You were just unhappy and crabby, and we didn't want to be around you.
So I adjusted my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a temporary thing. And now what about the volume? I know that you agree about the volume at which I speak.
The volume at which you watch TV, I now realize it's because you're a grandpa. But I don't know why. I mean, everything is louder around you.
All right. What about... let me see. My earlobes. My earlobes okay with you?
No, but you know what was grossing me out?
My earwax?
Yeah, it was like boogers falling out of your ears.
Now, we were in the car the other day, and she was saying, when you get home, you know, please.
I don't like talking to your profile.
For the love of God, you know, get a Q-tip.
Oh, man, earwax is gross.
All right, stained undies.
Yeah,
so what? That's like a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, I left you a pair in there today. You're going to love it. Gas, now, do you consider my gas to be a major problem?
It's not my favorite feature about it.
Yeah, and then that's kind of where my wife is coming from. She is, I mean, it is not a major, but it is significant enough where I really got that vibe. I mean, not only is it on the list, but I really got the vibe that was something that might maybe a problem.
However,
but, you know,
because,
you just
you can have gas, but you can control it.
Exactly, and then my impression was that, you know, perhaps I should have behaved like I would around people in public.
Don't I even now, though, go upstairs to take a Duke? To drop a deuce rather than do it around you?
No, you do try to control. And whenever you don't, when one escapes you, it's always with an excuse me.
Oh, well, see, wow. All I right. didn't know. Hey, I didn't know that.
How about a lack of energy?
Well, if you're talking about, you are a wild man with a remote control. But I don't see you out there, you know, with the rake very often.
That's not my bag.
No.
Attitude in traffic?
You do say a lot of bad words to people that can't hear you, where I have to enjoy your crabbiness with traffic, and that is kind of annoying. I mean, you can curse at other people, but you aren't disturbing their day. You're just killing my buzz, and I haven't cut you off.
All right.
I'm listening to a playback.
My lack of attention. Bad listener was written here. Mike's a bad listener.
I think it's even been documented in the Washington Post that you only listen to my first paragraph and my last paragraph, that you cut out all the in-between.
All right, and the sleeping attacks.
No, you don't usually...
I attack you when you're awake.
No, it's mostly when I'm away. I mean, because I think you learned early on that I don't respond.
That is very, and incidentally, that is on the list. That is very, very, that was hard because that is very significant. And
I would say that,
you know, that's she doesn't like that at all.
Generally, I would think our sex is consensual.
Well, you have tried that.
I'm talking about Frieda and I.
I know, but I mean, you made it sound like, that, you know,
no,
you
no,
really.
I'm talking about Frieda and I.
That just, I that's know, a but sensitive issue. Like when, rapes,
yeah, well, you know, and, you know, honest to God, she didn't like that in the middle of the night. She really didn't.
After she turned you down a few times, didn't you get the hint?
No, probably not.
Well, see, my husband took me. My husband does not like rejection. So.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I because of the middle of the night thing, I mean, it didn't make her feel good, and that was something that I completely agree with, and I would do differently.
What you got to learn is just how to deal with the rejection. That I've learned to deal with it. That I will, you know.
Well, I know. Wait, hold on. Let me just interject here. When we're talking about rejection, it's not like I was rejected and then, you know, completely, I didn't force myself
on this woman. I'm talking about me, not you. I mean, I've gotten used to the rejection. I've gotten used to saying to her, hey, you know, we got the house to ourselves. And, you know, like the other day when I told you, she said, no, look, I'm cooking eggs.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Exactly.
So I'm used to
that. On the list is that is a big one for me. That is one that I would change, and that I completely agree with.
Well, I don't know.
You used to try the middle of the night thing until you found out it didn't get you anywhere. So you stopped trying.
Right.
Now, when you would try your middle of the night thing, would Laura reject you, and then after a while you'd be trained?
Yeah, well, it just stopped after a while. You know, it stopped after a while. But
there,
I mean, I think when it was happening, she really didn't like it, and it bothered her, and it's valid.
So then the problem would be fixed. I mean, I do have a lot of the same complaints with my husband, but he usually tries to fix them. And I know given time you would have fixed yours, too.
Thank you. That's very nice. And you know what? Can I say something really about this seriously? And I said this to Don last night. One of the things, the attitude we have, and I want everybody to know this because it's important. When we're going through this, we are doing this, and we are, you know, I'm not predicting the future, and neither is my wife. We are doing this. We are, as many people do in these situations, we are separating to try to work things out. That is why we are saying time apart. We're doing that. Hopefully down the road, you know, things could work out. I certainly hope so. I love her. I do. She loves me. This is something I hope is going to work out. So, you know, I know I talk about it a lot, and, you know, I know that I make the list of things that I do wrong, but I do want people to know that that is the attitude of me, and that is the attitude of my wife. That is why we are doing what we're doing. And that list is a list of 10 items, and there are, you know, emotional issues involved that go perhaps slightly deeper than that.
All right, because I was going to say
that is not the be-all.
If you take the list at face value, you would say this would be the list of any normal married guy.
But you also, you know, when you're on that list, you're talking about, you know, you're talking about things that that relate to other things, and you're talking about people that are trying to get along. You know, frankly, it's just, you know, not getting along. And man, that's it. I know it sounds like a real blanket thing, but it's not getting along. I love her. You know, she's the mother of my beautiful children, and nothing would make me happier than if in the long run there's a happy ending to this thing and we get back together. I would be very happy. I believe she feels the same way, but for now, this is what we're doing.
You give this list back to your wife,
yes,
and note that I have written a number 11.
Very good.
Okay. Which I think it really is.
This is something that you've... you know what? Not a problem. Don wrote on number 11, booze. You know what? Not a problem. You would think. Absolutely not a problem.
No, and I can tell
and
you
I'm
the reason why, and I have it right from the horse's mouth, why the booze doesn't bother her.
Why?
Because if you act like a jerk and you're drunk, she can blame it on the booze.
Did she really say that to you? God damn. All right, sweetie, love you.
I love you, too.
See you later.
All right, goodbye.
Let me just say that top 10 list, that sounds, like I said, very pedestrian. Listen, my wife had many of the same complaints.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, I'm just going to keep. I'm going to keep as a little memento.
Hello there, Greg, Don and Mike show. Hello. You poor sap.
Oh, no, don't say that. Yeah. Come on, no, don't
I
say
feel
that.
Bad for you.
Well, I'm fine. I'm doing fine. I'm
Hello.
Doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
Hey, Greg. What's going on with the phones here?
I don't know.
That
strange
was nutty.
Sounds.
Try Frank. Hey, Frank. Don and Mike show.
I'm trying.
Hello.
Yeah, you're
Hello.
On. There we go. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to come. I wanted to come to Frida's defense.
To Frida's defense.
The reason Frida that you are probably insecure.
Frida doesn't want to divorce me or separate from me.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, in defense, the reason that you're very jealous, Don, is because you're insecure. Just before you guys took down the pictures off your website, I took the one off of you at the bowling alley with the people from one
night. Oh, you're goddamn right I'm insecure. Of course I am. What man is not?
I'm not.
Oh, who am I talking to here? George Clooney?
No, definitely not. But Mike, on the other hand, you guys are two entirely different people. Mike is a more easygoing guy. He's going through a rough time. I don't think he should be sharing this with all the listeners. As cool as, you know, some people may find it, this is a real personal thing.
Hey, I you know what? This was a list. I went to my wife and we discussed this and anything that that I'm doing about this. I do this with her permission.
Who the hell decided you're the great arbiter?
Yeah, who the hell decided you? And I, you know what? I don't mind sharing this list, but I resent you pulling a judgment trip on both of us.
Is this Dr. Phil?
No, it's not Dr.
And incidentally,
Phil.
Dr. Phil looks just like Hank Kingsley from
Mike,
Hay Now Show.
If this isn't ratings, if this isn't sweeps right now, why would you be risking your marriage?
Listen, let me explain something else to you that apparently you don't get. We are always in ratings. There's never a time that we're not in ratings.
You know what? And can I say something to you? When I'm dealing with this situation, which I have to share at a certain point, when a decision is made, you have to share it with your friends, people that you come in contact with, coworkers. One of the reasons I share it on the air is because, frankly, it's therapeutic for me to do that. And it makes me feel good. And you know what? I have one rule about it. I'm not going to dishonor my wife. I'm not going to say bad things about her because, frankly, we're not getting along. But we do love each other, and this makes me feel better when I do it. I can handle it, and that's why I choose to do this.
How could you feel good, though, later on going home and you're sitting there all by yourself knowing that thousands or hundreds and thousands of listeners know you got skid marks?
Buddy, I can handle it. We've been on the radio for 16 years.
You tell me something. Now, you can tell me now you don't have skid marks in your underpants?
I absolutely do.
And that's old news.
Well, now,
this show.
I guess what? You just told 6 million people you do.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys are personalities.
What is your point?
The whole point of really being a personality is talking about your personality and talking about what's going on in your life.
You don't feel that any part of that should be private?
There's a lot. Let me tell you something. With Don and with me, there is a lot of our lives that are private.
I live a lot of my life on the air. There's some that's private.
There's a good deal of it that's private.
But if it bothers you, don't listen.
No, it's not a matter of it bothers me. As a counselor, I just feel that...
Oh, are you a counselor?
Counselor.
He is Dr. Phil. Yeah.
Well, F you.
Counselor.
Are you a certified counselor?
Absolutely, in New York State.
You're a psychotherapist?
Well, listen, what my main concern is your children...
Excuse me. Hey, I've got a question for you, a-hole. Are you a psychotherapist?
Yes, I am.
With a degree?
Absolutely.
What does your degree say?
I have a PhD.
You have a PhD in what?
In psychoanalysis.
So you are in psychoanalysis, but you're not a psychiatrist.
I cannot dispense prescriptions.
Okay, but you counsel people?
Absolutely.
I don't believe you.
Counselor!
You want me to fax in proof?
Sure.
Counselor! Okay. Put me on hold and give me a fax.
Counselor! Is that you?
Hello?
Counselor!
I'm here.
Come out wherever you are. Well, F you.
All I'm doing is calling out of concern for his kids.
Oh, screw you.
Oh, come on, F you. His kids are fine. Don't you worry about your own life. For God's sakes, we're going to have a counselor you calling a dumb radio show.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have an answer for that?
I told you my reason for the call was I'm concerned about his children.
That is none of your business.
Okay, I hit the delay.
There, screw you. Go away. Okay. I don't want to hear from you again.
I hit the delay.
That's something I don't want on the air. Thank
you. Go to a Sam. Hello, Sam. Don and Mike show. Hello,
hey,
Sam. That guy's such a dumbass.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Well, you're doing it for sweeps.
Really?
People think because the TV networks are in rating sweeps now, we're in rating sweeps. Right. I got news for you.
We were born in a rating sweep.
I got news for you. There's 2 weeks of the year that we aren't rated. And it's the 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's. And that's why we get 2 weeks off.
There you go.
Because they're the only 2 weeks of the year that they don't do ratings. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, Sam.
How you doing?
Okay.
I've been married 8 years, and I figured out about 2 months after I got married how to handle the rejection issue with my wife at night.
Yeah.
She refused me, so I took care of myself with her laying there in bed. And it about freaked her out.
Oh, you got your jerk on.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, well, what are you doing? I said, well, if you're not going to help me out, I'm going to take care of myself. And maybe, you know, you'll change your mind.
I got. You want to know the truth? I've done that while my wife's been sleeping.
I have, too.
And she's never known. Yeah. I mean, I don't
have you ever done that, Buzz?
Yes, I have.
Rob, have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're not talking about something that's particularly unusual, sir. No. I think you should feel good about that.
I don't feel the need to wake her up, though, and let her know what's happening.
No. Not that. I never did that.
Hey, honey, look at this. Wow, I think you want to stay on your own side of the bed for a couple of minutes.
And that's not going to win her over, no matter what you think.
No. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I think if we've determined because of a contest on the show, this is not fun to watch.
Hello.
And basically, a club wet the other guy. I reiterate, that is not fun to watch.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Mike.
Yes.
Hi, it's Artie from Long Island.
Hello, Artie.
I've been married coming up on 15 years, and the one thing that I've always done with my wife is be truthful and always explain if there's something going on. I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you make a list of 10 things that bother you about your wife and present it to her and see how she feels? Because it seems like everything's one-sided with you.
No, it's not. And let me tell you, let me make that very clear. It is not one-sided. What is one-sided is where, if I'm going to get on here and talk on the radio, I'm talking about the problems with me. I'm not going to talk
about
it.
He's not going to rag on
that. That'll never happen. Yeah. It will never happen. And it's certainly not anything that seriously would be something. I have the form. She's not on the radio. And this is my form. And that's not a level playing field.
Okay. Let's break for spots.
Getting a little tense. You know what gets tense when the amateur psychiatrists call in?
Well, the one
that's
guy.
I still don't believe that guy.
Let me just say, you don't need a PhD to know that I'm insecure. I mean, Christ, you know, I'm a walking billboard for insecurity. And as far as skid marks in the underpants,
right,
all guys have them. And Mike talking about this on the air. Hey, listen, who can't relate to that?
Right.
I mean, who can't relate to someone going through tough times in a marriage?
Well, also, I think that you've said this before, that a lot of times when you use this as your therapy session.
Yeah.
And really, in this particular circumstance, for me, although I'm getting lots of other outlets to do this, it makes me feel good. And it also makes me feel good to talk. You know, it doesn't bother me to mention things that are bad, because, I mean, that's life. We all have problems.
And, you know, the last thing I'll say on this, and I promise we'll drop this, is that I applaud you for doing this, because, for instance, when that phony Jack Diamond got divorced,
mm-hmm,
The guy, what he did was it just happened, and all of a sudden one day he never talked about his old family again, and he talked about his new girlfriend. Now, you're not in that situation.
Right.
You're not dumping your wife for a younger broad.
Right.
But at least you're upfront enough that you're coming in here and mm-hmm, you're saying, hey, this is going on, because what you don't want to happen is one day you're married.
Right.
And everything's great, and then somebody calls up the show one day and says, hey, Mike, how come we never hear about your wife? And you say, oh, yeah, 2 years ago we got divorced.
Exactly. In fact, I didn't bring that up, and that's a good point. That's exactly true, because I think really the way the relationship we have with our audience is, when we're talking to them, you kind of like to know what's going on in people's lives.
Right.
And this is kind of, as opposed to just shocking the audience with it on one day, you kind of ease into it like you would with your family and friends.
Imagine how awkward it would be if there was a radio personality who you'd listen to for years and years and years, and they'd talk about, you know, how great the marriage was, and then all of a sudden one day you found out.
On the air, sir.
It's heartbreaking.
No, the marriage was really just a sham, and it broken up years ago. I mean, you would be heartbroken.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
It'd be shocking, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, see, listen, I want to tell you something about him.
Yeah.
I was listening to him on my way in today from the meeting.
Really?
You know, the listener cruise he's going on?
Yeah.
That he used to go on every year with his wife?
Yeah.
Guess who's going on the cruise with this year?
Yeah, no surprise there.
Right. Yeah. His producer.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Nice.
Join Diana and I aboard the cruise ship, blah, blah, blah.
You know,
whatever happened in the old days, it would be join Mrs. Livy and I.
Right.
Yeah, now it's, so I guess that's out there.
I suppose. I'm not sure how much is out there.
I don't know.
We really don't know. Well,
we know.
We better shut up.
We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
The critics love Snatch.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right, those are all the phone numbers.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
How about that, huh?
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Matt, the opera singer.
Hi, Matt.
I got a little song from Mike.
Oh, good.
Ever since we got married, your voice sounds like wah, wah, wah.
That is brilliant.
Great song. Thank you.
Really terrific.
My pleasure.
I would record if I were you.
Hot balls in action tonight. Hey, Robbie, would you crank the AC, please?
You got it.
God damn, I'm hot. Join our Fighting Gutter Balls. Go balls as we take on Robert the Angry Mailman and four other disgruntled mail people tonight at the glorious AMF Annandale Lanes, our home away from home.
And we spoke to, while you were on the way here, we spoke to a member of Robert's team, and I should point out to you that it is obviously a multi-ethnic group that we will be playing tonight.
Ah, gotcha. So I know that makes you happy, Rob. The bowling will start tonight directly at 7 p.m.
Good.
All right, before we move on with the show, today is going to be that we're going to catch up on stuff. We're going to re-rate the women. I promise you're going to play the Brian Wilson CD and the bad poems to music CD.
Mm-hmm.
And, and also something else that we've been promising for a couple of days. The divorced... getting divorced, newlywed game for tomorrow. It's set. We've got our couples.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Tomorrow, the $500 we're giving away, courtesy of Sprint PCS. Now you can save $150 on any two new Sprint PCS phones with a mail-in rebate. See your local Sprint store, SprintPCS.com, for details. Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular.
Mm.
Oh, so I got to, before we read Craig Wilson.
Yes.
I just got to tell you that I'm coming back from the meeting today with the guy with the thing, and I'm turning on the low wattage AM station that G. Gordon Lydia is on.
Yes.
F you, white trash. And he's talking about, he's done this thing for years that we just refuse to do. I can't imagine. No offense to anybody listening to this show. God, I love you, and thank you, really, from the bottom of my heart for your patronage, but I can't imagine going on vacation with you guys. And I can't imagine that you really would want to spend 7 days on a boat with me.
Well, really, the nature of this business, we spend so much time together. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the listeners.
Right.
I was saying to the listeners.
I mean, with you guys or the listeners, for that amount of time, on in a vacation environment, it's a bit overkill.
So I'm listening, and instantly the show, and now I never get to hear it because it's on the same time we are on.
Right.
It's turned into the Gordon and his producer show.
Oh, really? So a lot of airtime for her.
Right. And normally in years past, Liddy has gone on this cruise and made a big deal about we'll be cruising on the SS Van Damme.
Veendam.
What's the name, Bob, Rob?
The Veendam. And remember in years past that one of the lucky people that came along would get one of Frances's paintings that she would do aboard the Veendam.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
And the whole deal would be you'd go with Mr. and Mrs. Liddy. You know, we're very fond of Mrs. Liddy. And imagine my surprise today when I turned on the show and there was no mention of them, of Ma Liddy.
Really?
That it was... Join me, G. Gordon Liddy, and Diana, aboard the cruise ship, hedonism, whatever the cruise ship is. And one of the stops that they're going to be making.
Yes.
I cannot picture anything more hideous than this, ladies and gentlemen. They're stopping at an island with nude bathing. Nude sunbathing. And Liddy was talking about how he would be out there naked.
Oh,
she would be out there naked.
Oh, that is not right. That is so bad on so many levels.
It's awful. It just made me want to puke. just turning on the radio and join me and the lovely Diana. And Diana will be taking the women on a shopping trip to find the best bargains on jewelry in the Caribbean.
Oh my wow. God.
And all the usual crap that he talks about. My lectures.
Yes.
I'll be giving lectures
on firearms.
One-on-one photography sessions. Join me for the early morning exercise routine.
One and two and three and four.
And remember, you can get on the boat any way you want, but only people that book their travel through me get to come to the lecture.
Oh, my God.
There's the extra bonus.
That's right.
Many of you will try to get on this ship, but you must pay the extra fee to be in our group.
And you can come to the lecture.
Can you imagine anything worse than that? You get on, you go, oh, fantastic. I am on the cruise of a lifetime. And you get on the cruise ship, and you see the picture of that big, bald ass. And you realize that he's going to be lecturing on your cruise ship?
Yes, come in from that sun deck. Come into the musty lecture hall.
And then he'll be naked.
I will be lecturing you on politics and guns and the Messerschmitt. And then we will get into a little shuttle boat and go to the nude island where I will remove my pants and show you my D&B. 70-year-old D&B.
Exercise.
There we
Can
are.
You imagine what it's like getting up, watching him exercise the way that?
After my lecture, we will have a nude exercise session.
Yeah. And the thrill of watching him exercise as he tries to walk like Mr. Magoo to the elevator every day.
Fascinating. Yes, sir. It will all be informative, and it will be all nude. Nude dinners, exercise. Anyone coming into the lecture must remove their clothes. And then we, of course, will go to the nude island, and Diana will take all of my fans on a nude shopping spree to find the best nude bargains as we relax and enjoy our nakedness.
You are on the air.
That's wonderful.
Oh, here we go. We got a Liddy fan on the phone. Oh. Duh. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit cracking on Bullethead, man.
Why?
Because he really is a good man.
That's debatable.
Well, Don, you're no saint. He caught you smoking something in the stairwell down at the garage one time.
Yeah, and you believe everything you hear on the radio, don't you, sir?
Yeah, G. Gordon Liddy never caught me smoking anything. The cops caught me smoking something. G. Gordon Liddy never caught me smoking anything.
You know, he called the cops.
What are you talking about? No, that's not accurate either.
Come on now.
Here's your typical G. Gordon Liddy listener right here.
Well, just a complete and total utter dumbass that will believe anything that is said.
Uh-huh. Why don't you call him up? Why don't you give him a call on his radio show and ask him how come Mrs. Liddy's not going on the cruise with him this year?
Well, I mean,
why do you think that might be?
He's no saint, but neither are you.
I don't bang my producer.
Well, she used to give you a ride to work when your license was revoked. And who knows what went on back then.
What are you talking about?
A previous producer.
You talking about Diana?
Yes.
Yeah, I never banged Diana.
But she did a lot of things that she didn't want to do just to keep her job.
What are you talking about? That is absolutely ludicrous.
And why don't we ever hear any best of with Diana and Sherry?
Because all of the best of that we run on this show is rather current. We've changed players quite a few times over 10 years.
Yeah, well, the old timers would still like to hear some of the old players.
Well, tough ass.
Yeah, dumbass. We're not going to do it. Why? Because you want it?
Wait, now, what are you, some kind of radiophile or something?
Yeah, I am a radiophile. And Mike, you're going the way of Jack Diamond. You got your band, you got your ex-wife.
Yeah, but what would be the significant difference?
You got to grow some hair.
No. What would be the significant difference between that? What's different about that situation?
Well, I think you truly still do love your wife and your kids.
and there is no woman in my band.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
I work for Sunbelt Rentals. I did bang your wife on the back of a backhoe last week, Mike.
Uh-huh.
You work where, sir?
Sunbelt Rentals.
Are you still working there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like a bobcat with a like.
What's your first name?
You know,
I mean, if you really do work for Sunbelt Rentals, I think they might be interested to know that somebody who is talking about a client that he banged in the back of a bar.
I got you all going today, man.
Oh, yeah, you can tell we're wound up, man.
Goddamn,
we're going a million miles an hour here. We're going a million miles an hour. But listen, you're turning this around because you wanted to call to talk about the G-Man.
Yeah, I want to talk about a lot of things.
Old Bullethead.
Yeah, I do like the G-Man.
But I must say, I am aware, I believe, that we have rented equipment, and if you really do work there, I am extremely curious about that. If you're not lying, if you're telling the truth. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, he seems to have gone away. Are you there?
Hello?
I'm here.
Ah, there you are. I guess your cell phone dropped out. I was curious about where you work again, if you're telling the truth or not.
The Sunbelt Rentals.
And you're telling the truth about that.
And I banged your wife on the back of a backhoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, anything else? I mean, it says on the screen you want to defend your hero, G. Gordon Liddy.
And I did. I thought I did.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, you did an outstanding job. Outstanding. Semper Fi. Okay.
Semper Fi.
Are you bitter because we replaced that show that you love so much because we brought such better ratings to the time slot?
That is a matter of fact.
Yes, I am.
Shouldn't you be?
I am bitter.
Shouldn't you be listening to that show right now, being as it's on right now? Or
I can't receive that feeble AM signal.
Ah, no, that's too bad.
Ah,
does that make you angry?
Yes, slightly. If you think
you're angry, imagine how Francis Liddy feels. Okay? Why don't you imagine
that?
Well,
I've never met Frances.
I have. She's a lovely woman.
Very nice.
I'm sure she is. She was a teacher at one time, I understand.
And I bet your friend is really happy that you called, too, since we got a little more into this than probably would be wanted.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you. Semper Fi.
Say hi to your boss.
Come on now. Hang up, dumbass. Come on. It's been a long time since we got one of these dumbass battles.
Absolutely.
Hey, was that the fake laugh I heard there? The fake laugh that is supposed to exude a feeling of confidence on your part? Hello?
Yeah.
No? All right.
That's C. Levy.
He's gone.
Okay. Goodbye, old friend.
Hello. Don and Mike.
When you brainwash your legions of fans, they tend to fall on the grenade for you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you gentlemen doing today?
Hey, we're doing great.
Michael.
Call me Mike, sir.
Okay, Mr. Blake. Hey, Grandpa, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Mike, why don't you just go home, take your wife out to a good old dinner, wine, or
sex? What kind of sex?
Anal.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll turn it around.
That's the key to everything.
The anal. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I'm just kind of wondering when you turn the corner on G. Gordon Liddy, because I remember back when he was still on JFK, you loved him, you fawned all over him.
Do you remember before that when we had a huge battle with him and then we mended the fences?
No, that I don't remember.
Prior to that, there was an absolute war between us and Gordon Liddy. We patched things up with Gordon Liddy. Because we were working in the same building and we had to coexist.
Okay. Just wondered.
And listen, I still enjoy Gordon's company. I'm sure he probably doesn't feel the same way about me, but...
When you go across the street, when you go to another radio station, that's when the battle begins, unless they tell you you can't talk about somebody.
He's the competition.
But in his company, don't you fear for your life?
You know...
And that's another one that I'd like to.
That's a little tough.
That's what I'd like to expose. You know, I mean, I have nothing but really respect for Gordon, but two words, Mr. Magoo. Mm-hmm. Okay.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I think people occasionally should be reminded that this man participated in something, to subvert the country.
Well, and come on.
I mean, seriously, this guy was a burglar.
He's a phoebe.
You know, and a screwed up burglar. But he was breaking the law. That's why he went to jail.
I don't know why you can't respect a man in a red sport jacket that's two sizes too
small. There you go. A lot of our venom is coming out right now. A lot of stuff that we suppressed for a number of years.
Now
but the fact
down.
Is, he's trashed us on his show.
That's true.
We've trashed him on our show. And we do have a lot of stuff that we never talked about. And when he continues to trash us, we talk about
Mike, are you coloring your mustache? No, that's natural, isn't it?
That is natural. That is
it's naturally black. Right. Naturally dark tar black.
Like shoe polish.
Tar black.
Right.
High gloss. Looks like a patent leather shoe under his nose.
Fascinating.
Oh, and don't forget
about Coney Island.
Oh, and he bravely served in WW2?
Absolutely.
Guarding Coney Island?
Yes.
To make
roller
sure the,
coaster!
To make sure the Japs wouldn't take over the amusement park.
They're coming to get the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Thank you for
they're
your service.
They're coming for you, Johnny.
To our hot dogs.
There you go. And then, hell, there's stuff he talked about on the air that we wanted to comment on, but we didn't because he was working here. Like, the time he was riding his motorcycle to work and he peed his pants and he had to wear Diana's pants that day to work.
Right.
Fascinating stories. Well, lots of interesting stuff.
No room for Tupperware on a motorcycle, Don.
Well, thank you for your service to our country.
Number five!
God damn. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Old man.
Hello.
Mike.
Hi.
Mike, I was wondering about your situation with your separation.
Yeah.
Does this mean that you'll now be able to take part in the stripper lap dances that you have in the studios?
No.
No.
All right. Thank you. I mean, I don't. That actually, you know, not something that's all that big a deal. I kind of like watching other people get them, and I think you actually feel the same way about that. It's kind of It's kind of fun seeing the other guys receive that. I know it's going to be, you know, while you're sitting here and while you're on the air. It's difficult for people to understand, but it's you know, we're doing the job. We're kind of watching what's going on, and it's more fun to watch. Dave.
I don't want to get a lap dance in front of you guys.
No. Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like getting a lap dance in front of guys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah,
Craig Wilson.
Yes, we got it.
I'm dying.
It's coming up.
Bye, guys.
Come on, give me a chance. I mean, we're finally exposing some of the behind-the-scenes taboo topics on this show.
Amen, brother.
Come on.
Brother Don. Brother Donald.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Ben in Annapolis. First off, I want to tell you, Mike, I'm so tired of all these punks calling you, talking all this trash. You're such a good guy. You entertain us every day, and I just want to thank you for that. And it just makes me mad that these guys call in and try.
This is one of our lemmings.
Really nice to have a call like this during all those other calls to balance things out.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for you calling.
Mr. Magoo has his lemmings, and we have ours.
We have ours. Thank you for your call.
One other quick question.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you all ever going to come bowling over here in Maryland?
We are coming, as a matter of fact, to Baltimore. Lisa, when's the date? I know we got it set up.
And we've been to Bethesda.
Rob, would you please contain your enthusiasm your enthusiasm for Baltimore and Mike as well, almost as unbridled as your enthusiasm for Sacramento. When are we bowling in Baltimore?
For what?
We are bowling in Baltimore.
Who made that decision?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Remy, when are we bowling in B-more? When?
I have no firm date yet.
Well, tell Rummy to not wear any panties.
I didn't hear that.
Rummy, somebody said something naughty.
Doesn't matter.
All right, thank you.
See
you. Bye-bye, somebody. Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call. Hello.
How you doing, guys? You guys always have me have a freaking accident. You ever have a mouthful of liquid and you laugh so hard you blow it all over your windshield?
Many times.
Oh,
many? Yeah.
True story.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I lost it when Rob A said he come to that room for a Tupperware. I was thinking of the old man in the hospital to carry around that thing to pee in.
Oh, no, no. Well, no, that's true. One time when he had Chris Matthews from Hardball on his show, he had to pee, Liddy did during the show, and he just whipped out his wiener and peed into a Tupperware container while Chris Matthews was sitting right next to him. That's a true story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's interesting,
isn't
it?
I got to call and say something about that.
All right, thank you. Yeah, please, yeah, do. Yeah, I urge you to.
Yeah, why not?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm
what's that guy's name on 107? What's his name? Jack Diamond.
Harvey, Red, yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
Read Craig Wilson's article this morning on the radio.
But he must have, he had to have read it seriously, though, right?
Of course.
Seriously.
That is funny. That is a good call. That is funny.
You know, he's trying to take you off thunder.
No. When you hear the topic today, when you hear what's
which
written.
I heard it.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm sure he reads it to show his sensitive side.
Of course.
I have a prediction to make. You will enjoy our dramatic reading far more than his.
We'll do it next. Last call, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, you fat bastards, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I know the perfect cure for Mike's little fix here.
Yes?
NASCAR's this weekend, Daytona 500.
Hey, absolutely. I want to say to this seriously that since the NFL is gone, NASCAR now fills the time for me on Sundays.
And you know how I look at the Daytona 500? It's the Daytona 500, and then my sport, baseball, is just around the corner. I think it's pitchers and catchers report, and very cool time of year as we're starting to tickle the beanbag of spring.
I'm glad that the necks are getting out there. I want my Goody's headache powders.
I'm going to log a little time with Daytona because that's the one, man. That's the race.
The Great American Race.
Yes,
you need to get Mike over, get a six-pack of Budweiser.
Yes, sir. Watch that NASCAR,
watch
man.
Watch NASCAR. Watch them cars go around that there circle.
Just click, 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 man. Click, 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 because God needed a driver. All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
Hold on. We got to go. We'll be right back. I promise the Craig Wilson thing coming right up.
Don and Mike Show.
My name is Larry Williams, and I sure would be interested in the movies.
You got a big Larry?
Yeah, I got a that long and that big around. I got a good I got a made of gold. I got a good
I
got a lovely
Johnny Walker.
I got a beautiful I got a lovely
I'll keep it in mind.
And it can 24 hours a day. Around the clock. I got a d- to go around the clock.
So the girls in this neighborhood are pretty happy. They're walking around with smiles in their faces.
Yeah. Hell, yeah.
There ain't any girls around here with frowns, are there?
Hell no. Because I am the damn Dickman. D-I-C-K-E-M-A-N. I am the Dickman.
All right.
Yeah. Your world. I'm just like a squirrel trying to crack a nut. Yeah, buddy. Hey, take me to the movies.
All right.
Hey, Larry, we'll see ya.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Larry.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay. A brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's your phone number. Thank you, Dude Walker. For instant access from anywhere in America, you can call this radio show at 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And in New York on WNEW, your direct number is 877-692-1027. Devote the rest of the show to stuff we promised we would get to today. Just want to remind you, tomorrow, Valentine's Day show, the divorced, separated, marriage counseling edition of the Newlywed Game with really awful questions for these couples that are going through these tough times.
Yeah. All right.
And tomorrow we'll have the recap of our bowling. Tonight, hot balls in action. Join your fighting gutter balls as we take on Robert the Angry Mailman. That's tonight at the glorious Annandale, Virginia AMF.
It's glorious.
The action gets underway at the reasonable hour of 7 p.m.
Very good.
Yeah. We will see you there. So, this has now become something that people are looking forward to on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to think that we have increased the circulation of USA Today.
I sure hope so.
I know people have gone to the online version of USA Today to find the column. Right. And I am not surprised to find out that that phony jackass Jack Diamond read this column on his show today. And I'm sure he read it serious.
Yeah, Johnny Creative. You know, always getting in our way. Just stop it. Just die.
Jack Diamond.
Is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Right.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
There you go. Everybody agrees. The guy's a douche. So this is the type of thing that he would read seriously.
Of course he would.
How sensitive he is.
Yes.
You know, the setup, we've been reading it for years in the office. We've only recently come out of the closet and decided to read it on live on the radio. Here now from today's purple section, the life section of USA Today.
Oh, God.
The final word by Craig Wilson. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Feelings.
Go ahead.
If you've never received a Valentine, this one's for you.
I have a friend who confessed to me the other day she's never received a Valentine. Not from her mother or grandmother, boyfriend, or any of her brothers. She says a dozen or so she got from classmates in third grade don't count. She said her family wasn't into Valentine's Day. And the boyfriends she's had over the years evidently weren't either. As for them, she now realizes their lack of interest in the day probably had more to do with the money than anything else. These days, her theory is it's even better to be alone than with a jerk, even on Valentine's Day. Wise woman. Not surprisingly, tomorrow is not her favorite holiday. She's been known to take the day off so she doesn't have to witness the V-Day parade of roses passing her desk. She tries to rationalize it all by saying it's just a greeting card holiday. But she knows better. Instead of a day that makes her feel warm and fuzzy, it's a day that makes her feel crummy. She's not alone, of course. There are millions of good people who go their whole life without getting a Valentine. The flowers, the cards, the candy, they're always for someone else. I'm sure this left-out feeling must be like it being like Jewish on Christmas Day. But at least they make the best of it and go out for Chinese. Crazy Jews. What's a lonely heart to do on Valentine's Day? Certainly not Chinese or any other public outing for that matter. You hunker down in front of the TV with your single serving of Stouffer's lasagna, hoping the day will pass more quickly than it does. So this is a Valentine for all of you who think no one loves you. Okay, so I didn't send flowers or a card. It's the thought, remember? Besides, I hardly know you. Here's a Valentine for all of us, who were always chosen last in seventh grade gym class. We now know the choosers were losers.
A Valentine for those of you who were never asked to the senior prom, although you headed up the decorating committee. You did a great job. The Kleenex carnations were never more beautiful.
Here's a Valentine for the brainy fifth grader with a mouth full of braces and a head full of facts who thinks she'll never be noticed by the boy next door. You will be. Sooner than you think.
Listen carefully.
You got the best paragraph of all in this whole thing.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's all alone in this world, a Valentine. You aren't. Hang in there.
And a Valentine for those who lost their loved one in the World Trade Center and Pentagon attacks. There will be roses again. Laughter, too.
Hold on, let me start the music over again.
You can't miss that tragedy. Loves to exploit that tragedy. You had the best line of all, though. For the gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone in this world of Valentine.
You aren't.
Hang in there.
All right, so I did the World Trade Center. Okay, so we're to your paragraph.
But, of course, before I can start reading, this man has to start singing.
We continue now with the final word by Craig Wolfen.
For the homeless woman who lives under the bridge near my house, the one who counts the change in a plastic over and over again, a Valentine.
You have a beautiful smile.
To my elderly neighbor who walks to the 7-Eleven at dawn every morning for coffee and the paper, a Valentine. Your late wife would be happy to know you're out and about. Rolling down on
my face. Wow. And a special Valentine goes out to all of you who will go home tomorrow night and search through the junk mail for that pink envelope from a long-lost love. It's out there. It's just that sometimes the mail can be very slow.
The final word. By Craig Wolfen.
Wow. Yeah.
I wish I'd never met.
Yes, for that young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's all alone. Happy Valentine's Day, Jack.
You aren't. Here's a Valentine for all of us who were chosen last in seventh grade gym class. We now know the choosers were losers.
And I'd just like to say again that the Kleenex carnations were never more beautiful.
A Valentine for those of you who are never asked to the senior prom, although you headed up the decorating committee. That's some built-up, pent-up anger by Craig Wolfen today.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we know he was head of the prom decorating committee.
We read that in his column about a month ago.
I wonder why he wasn't asked to the prom.
Give it to Wilson. He'll be head of the decorating committee.
Maybe he was grown up. Maybe he was reared in rural America.
Was he out, though?
That's the question.
Was he out?
Hang in there. Well, he doesn't disappoint. If anything, the last couple of weeks, he's really on an upswing, man.
Yeah, he's hit his stride again, and we want to thank him from the bottom of our hearts.
You gotta love that. You gotta love even more than that, the thought that douchebag Jack Diamond would read that this morning seriously.
Wow. Hey, all right, everybody. Hey, Mitch 107. I got something I want to read out of USA Today. Really, it means a lot. Talk about the heartstrings. Got a warm and fuzzy.
You know, and when we're reading that column and we're having fun with it, and we do get to that part about the World Trade Center, the thing, it makes me so mad. It makes me so mad because I can't really look at it as anything more than taking that tragedy. And he's writing a column. Well, he's doing his job. He's exploiting that to do his job. I don't care how you look at it.
Let's look at the order in which he's talking about who deserves Valentine's. Luther's in seventh grade gym class.
Right, right.
The people who decorated the prom but were never invited. The brainy fifth grader with the mouth full of braces, head full of facts, who thinks she'll never be noticed. The gay boy in rural America. And oh yes, those who lost their loved ones in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon attack.
God.
There will be roses again. Laughter too.
God, just ticks me off. Always does when somebody does. They all do it, too. They all do it.
There he is, Craig Wilson.
I'm going to write a column today that's going to tug the heartstrings.
You know, I mean, we've said for a long time, we're proud of the fact that we don't have writers on the show. And I think most times it shows. But I think, in fact, we do have a writer. And
we do.
We're going to start giving him credit, at least on Wednesday's show, as
yes.
being the head writer.
Head writer.
We do mean the head writer, Craig Wilson. Goddamn. Classic Craig Wilson today.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A great one.
Hello, Vic Wilson.
Don and Mike show.
You guys slay me. I read the article online with you while you were reading it in tears. You are too funny.
A lot of people, I think USA Today should give us free subscriptions to the newspaper.
With the promotion that we're doing for that newspaper.
Imagine that. And they made Rudy get off this show.
That's a travesty, but you guys were hilarious. I love you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't thank us. It's like if you go to a poetry reading and the gentleman's reading Shakespeare, you don't thank the gentleman who's doing the reading. You thank the writer.
Well, thank you, Craig Wilson.
Mr. Billy Shakespeare.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Can I say something to you?
Yes, Craig.
This is a thought I'd like to have with you at all times. I'd like you to take this away from the Don and Mike show. This is something you can keep with you at all moments, especially the real serious moments, when you're really having to be serious, like at a parent-teacher meeting or something where your behavior has to be exemplary.
Yeah.
Just think of this. At those moments when you have to be serious, just remember this in your mind, that the Kleenex carnations have never looked more beautiful. Rolling down
on my face. We now know the choosers were losers.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have to thank you guys so much. I am that boy from rural America.
Oh, fantastic. You're not alone.
Thank you. I want a Valentine's too. Craig, I can't contain my joy that I have a Valentine's now from Craig.
There you are.
Because of Dawn and Mike.
Thank you. Because everybody in the community knows that there's nothing worse than being gay on a farm. Sure, there's the special times alone
with the stalk of corn and ice. A nice ripe ear of corn. Oh, I remember when I'd be out there picking the squash, the rutabagas, just me and my vegetables.
Oh, I love that column.
The choosers
are the Luthers.
Head of the prom decorating committee. Were you even aware?
No.
That there was a decorating committee at a prom?
I wasn't.
Wow.
I wasn't.
See, we took it for granted.
Yeah.
You know, those decorations just didn't get up there magically, Don Geronimo. Someone made some beautiful Kleenex carnation. Hey, Ma, where's the pitchfork? I'm taking the tractor out by myself.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lordy.
He's the best.
He is the absolute best.
He is.
And I love the fact that people are buying the newspaper and going online to read along with us now.
That is probably the best way to enjoy this segment, is to read along.
Okay, there you go. There's something we promised we'd do for you today, and we'll do something else that we promised right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Writing is delicious.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
Tell you you're a moron.
Yes.
They're not just broadcasters. They're neighbors. Don and Mike.
Listen, I know this is stupid. But honey, if you're listening, call me. Because
you're a very organized person about phone numbers. I would be. I'm amazed you don't have your wife's cell phone number.
I don't know her cell phone number. Call me. I need to ask.
Brand
you.
New? Is this? Oh, you got new phones?
Yes. Yeah, we got new phones. So call me, because I'm an idiot. I've been during the break. I've been like calling 1,000 different people and going, hello, and it's never you.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Do you have it really?
No, of course not.
All right. Well, anyway, that was just a personal message from me to my funny honey. Let me see. Oh, Dennis Murphy's on the phone.
Oh. Ah. Good.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
First, let me say Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas here on February 13th.
Yeah.
February 13th, yes.
Yes, and Dennis, I believe that I extended an invitation to you earlier in the show today.
I know. The reason why I didn't talk earlier is because I needed to get approval, and I do have approval to come down.
Ah. That is an excellent decision on your part, Dennis. So great news for tomorrow's show. Let me make a jot on my show prep list for this. Besides the...
So you're putting on show prep?
Yes, besides the newlywed game that we'll be playing tomorrow with the divorced couples, we'll have Dennis Murphy outside the radio station in a diaper
with a bow and arrow, shooting people with the arrow of love.
Dennis Cupid. All right, and Dennis, how about you sell kisses for $1 each with the money going to charity?
The money going to charity, no problem.
Any particular charity you'd like to pick, Dennis?
Mobius Syndrome.
Moesha Syndrome. Beautiful.
Mobius.
I know. It's what you have. Okay, well, Dennis, great. Listen, do you need us to get the diaper, or can you handle that? All right, you want us to get the diaper.
Okay, I'm clean. I need a heavy-duty diaper.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you let us get the diaper?
Okay, but just in case, it's too small. I'll go out and look for one tonight.
And, of course, the bow and arrow with the arrows in your...
I don't have a bow and arrow, though.
We'll get you a bow and arrow and, a quiver.
Like, why were you so pissed at me the other night?
Well, when you came to the gig?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say two words to me, and then you walked up at the end of the band gig, and I was very tired. It was like the third set, and you walked up, and you said something like, "It's not bad."
It's not bad.
And I wasn't into your lack of enthusiasm.
You were great.
Listen, we'll see you tomorrow in the diaper.
Okay.
All right.
You all have a pleasant day.
Be here at 11.
11 o'clock sharp.
As a matter of fact, be here at 10:45 so we can get y'all set up outside.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bye, Dennis.
Well, you got it. I'll do that.
Thank you, Dan.
Bug.
Yes. Yes, Dennis.
I'm not kind of speak.
That's true. I'll look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.
Me too.
Take care.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye.
Bye. And thank you, Charles Broyhill, for the instant message. Of course he has my wife's cell phone number.
Ah, there he is.
Of course he does. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Is there any way you guys can repeat the list of 10 things that Mike wants, or his wife wants from him?
No, honey, you got to listen to the whole show, baby.
I can't.
Why do you want that?
Because I really think, Mike, that you guys are going to work this out. But, see, I live in a city that's on a stupid radio station, and it's an AM station, and they will not. There's another show that comes on in the morning. And
you must be calling from either Las Vegas or Seattle.
Yeah, Las Vegas. And I call the radio station. And you know what? The two DJs that are on in the morning here, they even said last week that they should start you guys at 8 o'clock.
Well, honey, I know that Mike read the list after 9 o'clock your time.
So. No, I started listening right at 9 o'clock, and you guys, it had already went into... The number 11 was yours with the alcohol, the booze, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, hold on. Someone will tell you the list. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate that. Normally, we don't repeat.
Did you have the list or do I, or did you throw it away?
I give it back to you to take back home and give to your wife with my best wishes. I'm positive I gave it back to you. We do have a follow-up on the Craig Wilson article. I want to share this with you from our from the GNN. You got it, Mike?
Yeah.
From the Gay News Network.
Right.
A randy, drug-fueled romp in a New York-bound jet restroom sparked a mid-air terror strike that set a pair of F-16 fighter jets scrambling. The red alert aboard American Airlines Flight 101 from London on Friday gave way to red faces when authorities discovered all the fuss with over two amorous gay British men.
Oh, dear.
The passengers, whose names are not released, admitting smoking crack cocaine and having anal in the cramped restroom.
Oh, my God. Boy, you never know what's happening in those restrooms.
The ordeal began at 8:15 Friday morning, London to New York flight. Flight attendants complained to the pilot that two men were acting suspiciously, making four or five trips to the restroom together.
Oh, God.
The captain requested local authorities meet the passenger at the gate at Kennedy Airport. Air Force officials overheard the captain's radio dispatch to American Airlines and sent two F-16s. The airplane's crew did not ask for the military escort. The captain requested that did not happen because he did not believe the situation was serious. The two male passengers were asleep when the plane touched down at JFK and were escorted off by Port Authority police. No drugs were found on the men, who are not charged with any crime. Immigration officials denied them entry into the country because they admitted smoking crack and having anal in the restroom.
Wow.
I guess it was mainly because they were smoking crack, not because they were having the
well, I guess they might have been making a little bit of noise, too, I would imagine.
Yes, so. The men were put back on a plane bound for London later on Friday.
Well, hey, we didn't let you into this country.
Sorry. What are you doing, Rob?
You
got a mouthful of bananas. What are you doing? Rob pointed something on the CD machine he wanted
to
put.
I was putting a post-it up.
Oh, okay. All right,
and
go.
That was just keyed to the wrong cut.
It was supposed
to be the dating game standing.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, gotcha. Whatever. Whatever. I don't know.
Don calls Rob over. Rob's got a whole banana in his mouth.
Hello.
That was pretty fun to watch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up? I got a game for you guys to play.
Oh, I get it. Rob, what was the joke? F-16s?
Yeah, and also I want to know if they ate any crack.
I think they were smoking it and eating it. I got it. Okay.
So he can multitask. He can eat that banana and come up with that kind of comment.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Game for you guys to play.
Okay, what?
Do you guys know what an anagram is?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, it's when you rearrange the letters in some other word to spell something different. Well,
this would probably be a good game for Buzz to play. Yeah.
I enjoy the word, James.
I've rearranged the letters and the names of some competing DJs to spell clues, and you guys can try to guess them.
Just give Buzz one.
Okay, I'll give you the easiest one first. Dying Old Gord.
Gordon Liddy.
That's right, G. Gordon Liddy.
All right, what's the next one?
Next one, a dick DJ, Moan.
Buzz, you love doing puzzles during the show.
Jack Diamond.
That's right, Jack Diamond. Right.
See how good he is at that?
Wow.
All right, give him one more.
Unbelievable. I got four more for you if you want them.
All right, just give him one more.
Okay. I hurl bug mash.
Imus?
No.
No, not Amish. Boy, I don't know. I don't recognize that one.
Well, who is that?
Rush Limbaugh.
All right,
yeah,
thank you, my friend.
You
all right, thank you. Thank you for the call. Again, all word games, please call direct. Call Buzz directly in the newsroom.
Call him in the office after the show.
That's right.
Now we have the Brian Wilson tape. Where Brian is on stage sounding the, I don't want to say retarded, but sounding the way that he sounded during the live at the Roxy.
Yeah, he's like Bill Murray.
Yeah, this is where the first one I think is where he calls the guy a butt wipe or something.
Yeah, Van Dyke Parks.
Van Dyke Parks, here we go.
Hi,
Brian Wilson.
Hi, Sammy.
That's
say.
The other one. Okay, how about this one?
This is the recording session, isn't it?
Brian. Yeah, oh, that's where the Wilsons are. Daddy that. Wilson is yelling at
God,
them.
God, do I love that.
Cut number two, I think it was cut number
Brian.
Cut number three.
Where's that beach? Boom. There he is. Give your hands together for Brian Wilson. Smile, Brian. Life can be better.
This is Brian doing a concert somewhere, I guess. Legendary Beach Boy, Brian Wilson.
Van Dyke Parks is the biggest butthole. The biggest butthole in the world.
There he is, Brian Wilson.
Hey, not wrong.
Wow.
I can't help you about it.
You don't play them keyboards, bro?
Hey. Yeah. No. There's one for the team, one for two,
wow.
One for the money, one for ball two, and that's the way.
Wow.
You got to play that again. That's absolutely astonishing.
Wow.
He's on stage, ladies and gentlemen.
Brian Wilson. Something.
Where's that beach? Boom. There he is. Give your hands together for Brian Wilson. Smile, Brian. Life can be better. Van Dyke Parks is the biggest butthole. The biggest butthole in the world.
The biggest butthole.
Hey, not wrong. I can't help you with that.
It's like his finger lying on the key to you.
Keyboard,
hey. Hey. Yeah. No. There's one for the team, one for two, one for the money, one for the power to Lazarus.
Oh, he's doing Barbara Ann.
Yeah.
For a dance, for a man. Barbara Ann to a
dance. This is great.
Wow.
This is the worst I've ever
heard.
Oh my God,
man! Oh God! This is an instant classic right here.
Ha ha!
Incredible! Goddamn! Brian Wilson. I mean,
what a boner.
This makes the tapes I played a couple of weeks ago make him sound absolutely normal.
When Father said, stop Betty Lou, I knew Betty Lou would not let it
do.
Sad. Jesus Christ. He's got the one guy who's trying to...
Yeah, and always leave it to the sax player to pull the fat out of the fire.
You know?
As you can tell, we all remember this song.
We all remember this song.
Who is that saying that? Is that? It sounded like Ringo. Is that Ringo?
God damn it. Sister.
I hope they do another one with just him.
Imagine.
Robert Red.
This is like the Special Olympics. God damn.
Wow. I really thought I heard Ringo there. Him saying, get me out of here?
Yeah. Imagine you pay money to go see the great Brian Wilson. This is what you get.
You hear the band. You hear the band, like, racing to the end of that song.
Wow.
I had no idea we had this kind of stuff.
What a mess. God
damn. That's incredible. And have you been through the whole thing?
No.
Or?
You're hearing it the first time as I am.
Oh, God.
That's it?
Only the one cut. Yeah.
Only the one cut.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Great, though. What the hell was he singing?
The song at the beginning completely doesn't even resemble Barbarin.
No, I had no idea that's what he was. Let's just hear the beginning again. Hold on a second.
Where's that beat?
You got a theory on this, Rob?
You know, I would not be surprised at all if they started out with Blue Suede Shoes. Because it sort of had that sort of Blue Suede Shoes.
But that doesn't start with, yeah, oh. That's a different, I don't know what song that is, but that's a different song, too.
It is.
Yeah, oh.
That's what I say.
What year is this, Rob?
You know what he didn't say in the letter?
How? He must have been about Van Dyke Parks. Van Dyke Parks is the biggest butthole. The biggest butthole in the world.
Thanks, Brian.
In the world. I can't help you, guys.
How about singing Barbara Ann for us?
You want to play them keyboards?
Sounds like you're leaning on the keyboard.
Hey, yeah, no, whoa. I bet you one for the cement, one for two, or one for the money, one for two, that's the way.
It's trying to say one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now, and go, can't go, and don't you. Yeah, right?
Yeah, but, yeah, Blue Suede Shoes, as Rob said, but... Yeah. What are the words he was trying to...
Simply theory, maybe they started to play... He started to sing Blue Suede Shoes, heard the music, and thought Barbara Ann.
He might be giving him too much credit.
I could be.
But listening to him say is wonderful. What a treat. Here we go. We're going to hear him again. The solo stylings of Brian Wilson.
Hello, Ray. Are you there, Ray? Don and Mike show. Hello, Ray.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, we're just listening to.
I basically just wanted to say that, like, that song sounds a lot like when your uncle gets on stage all whacked off his ass. and like gets up with the band at a wedding and starts singing the song.
Very much, very much. That's a pretty good analogy.
Oh, that is amazing.
Christ.
Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, Raider of God.
Yeah, Don and Mike show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, I wanted to tell Mike it was really cool of him to let Dennis Murphy sing with his band the other night.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, he's talking about...
What's that? Rockin' in the road, rockin'
in the road. Hello? I've never heard Dennis Murphy that drunk.
No?
Well, that's my favorite part where Brian's just screaming.
Yes!
Back that up.
And who's he talking about when he gets in? Is he talking about his road manager or something?
God damn it.
Whoa.
One more call before we go to break. Jimmy, hello. Don and Mike show. Jimmy, buddy.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, is that Mike doing that or what?
No, that is really Brian Wilson.
Yeah, get out of here.
I swear to Christ. I swear to Christ, it's Brian Wilson.
That's legit.
Yeah, all right, toodaloo ass.
All right, toodaloo ass. Wow. Mike's band is not the greatest band in the world, but, and the backup band is pretty good.
You know, having done this for a while now, seriously, what's funny is you hear the rest of the musicians who are perfectly competent trying to keep up, and they're really good to even present that in such a way. But I still don't know the beginning. I don't know what words he was trying to say.
Well,
I'm not sure. You know,
well, analyze it again. we got a break right now.
Okay,
but suffice to say, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball.
Ba 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 ba.
Can they be kind? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Apparently not. Here's the real one. Let me do a little mix here. There's the instrumental part here.
Yeah.
Mike, you get him off stage, please.
Let's see who's on the phone. Shane?
Shane, Don and Mike show. Hello, Shane.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Come back, Shane.
Yeah, I've heard that all my life.
Hi, Shane.
Two things real quick. If you listen to that and then listen to Phil Hartman doing Frankenstein on Saturday Night Live, there's a strong similarity.
Yes.
Pretty close.
And then if you listen to the Insect song from O&A, there's a strong similarity.
All right, not familiar with that, but I'll go with you. Thank you, my friend.
And one other thing real quick.
Yeah.
If you want to find, you know, if you want to fool your friends, go to your local wino in your local town and C-tease him with a $10 bill. It'll sound exactly like him.
Okay.
Very good. Then we'll get the Brian Wilson sound effect.
Let's go to Kev. Hello, Kevin. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Kevin. You there?
Oh, Kevin.
Let's see. Who's, you know, I don't know. I don't even know who's on these lines. Let's just pop them up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
BrianWilson.com.
Oh, is that his official website?
Have Father Time go there. Brian, I was there last night. Brian's in Europe now, touring. There are some interviews with various German interviewers.
Hi.
And Irish interviewers where they're talking to Brian.
Oh, right.
And between the accents with all of them, it'll make you head height.
All right, bud.
Also,
download that on an MP3 for us.
I will. There's a movie called Theremin. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
I've not heard of Theremin.
Okay. It's a documentary about the guy who invented the theremin. His name was Theremin.
Oh, no, no. Oh, Rob and I were talking about that. That's been on cable.
Yeah, the thing
Brian Wilson used on Good Vibration.
Is that what it's on, the Sundance Channel? Is
exactly.
that what it's on? Yeah, I've seen it.
You want to get to the part where Brian's talking because it's like 10 years old.
Yes, sir, I'm a little bit ahead of you. Not only did we see that, but I called Don the day it was on. Said that's why I said turn that channel on.
Manhattan Cable is turn on channel 36 right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're with you.
Thank you. Stay with me.
All right.
Love you guys.
See
bye.
Ya. Thanks for the call. Hello, Jennifer, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Jen. Lovely Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi. I've been listening for about a month now, on and off. I like your show. Give my regards to Leon Lemony for me.
Okay.
Is that the recording you're playing about Brian Wilson? Is that him now?
No, that is
that's him before. That's when he was really messed up.
As a matter of
what the hell did he do to make himself sound like that?
Every drug in the world, honey. Every drug in the world. As a matter of fact, that might have been around the time that Brian Wilson was coming out of his stroke.
I think so.
Yeah. Because when? Yeah. I don't know when that was.
You know, 10 years ago, maybe? 10, 15 years ago, something like that.
So has he actually improved?
Yeah, you know, I played well, let me just preface this by saying, I'm such a friggin' hypocrite. I am a Brian Wilson fan. I love the Beach Boys. I love the harmonies. I said this when I played the tapes last week, that he's like a modern-day Beethoven. He really is. The guy's a freaking genius.
Right.
If you want to hear how he is today, go to Tower or go to Sam Goody and buy Brian Wilson live at the Roxy, because it's the closest you're going to get to how he really sounds
today. And
he's
much more lucid. I mean, certainly more lucid than he was on that last
album.
I mean, he's
right.
actually...
Well, I hadn't heard him recently, so I thought he was still incapacitated.
Well, no, he sounds a lot like Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
But I also... We played another tape of a recording session the other day where you hear his father talking, and that is kind of the way... The Wilsons talk. Then you add the drug factory into the church, and then he comes back. And now he's really like Bill Murray.
Yeah. You got to hear the whole thing. Jennifer, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. See you later. Who's this? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, it's Joe. Remember the Smokins back in the mid-70s with the Beach Boys?
Sure.
Yeah. I just... That last little bit you played, it just reminded me of the Beach Boys back in the
day. Well, you know, the Beach Boys, we do have a direct memory of the Beach Boys for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
When we worked at WAVA, our old radio station that just had the fabulous e-reunion, online reunion a couple of days ago, The Beach Boys would play at the mall in D.C., and they would get a million people down there by the Washington Monument. And the last year that we were doing the concert, I had the privilege of coming out on stage and introducing the Beach Boys.
Right.
I was standing there with Blackie Parrish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before Mike and I were officially working together, but we were working at the same station.
Yeah, I was doing production at this station, and I was backstage also. I had the privilege of watching them bring Brian Wilson. I believe you were on stage, and I had the pleasure of watching Brian carried up the stairs to his keyboard.
And then...
I think I remember that.
I mean, it's a huge concert. A million people down in the mall here.
I had the first... Oh, the first they had me go out and tell...
Joan Jett
that she had to stop playing because the Beach Boys were ready to go on.
And didn't she say F you?
Yeah, she got done with I Love Rock and Roll. Now, keep in mind, the whole concert was running like an hour late because the Beach Boys were behind. And they sent me out on stage to whisper in her ear she'd done I Love Rock and Roll. And I got out and I said... They tell me you have to get off stage. The Beach Boys are ready. And she goes, F you. And then she keeps singing. So then I'm on stage. I go, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest band ever, my hero, Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys. And then Mike and I were standing off to the side of the stage, and we saw that Brian Wilson's keyboard was not even plugged in.
It was totally unplugged.
Right.
Because really, he was... I mean, it was all they could do to even get him up on stage. He was not a player, and they had, you know, they at that point they already had brought in the support group to sing the background vocals.
Yeah.
But you had a lot of original members that were still there.
Hold on, we have more audio here. Yeah, pull that side up, Johnny. There's an interview with him about the documentary. Yeah, roll that, please. Roll that, if you got it, Johnny. Johnny just sent me a
documentary. It's going to be very, very, very popular because I think it deals with somebody who was good in music, which is me. It's not just that any guy off the street music, you know, it's special music.
Wow.
Good for you. What it really is about meditation. When I sit and close my eyes, there's peace in my mind, and I'm hoping that you'll find it too. This Whole World is probably my favorite on the whole soundtrack. It's really rock and roll music. You know, it's definitely a rocker.
He sounds very lucid here.
Very as lucid as he'll get.
So it's a very, very spiritual rock and roll song. Caroline No is what I would consider a love ballad with a Glenn Miller type of a vibe to it.
Caroline No, right?
Very, very now, big ballad. That song had.
Well, with Brian Wilson, there's so many different eras, you don't know. What are we listening to? Are we listening to before the total meltdown, or are we listening to as he is today?
I think this is before the meltdown. If he's talking about Caroline Now.
He sounds very young, so I think this is a young.
Maybe around the sound, maybe around the time of Pet Sound?
Right.
Is that my timeline maybe right
he's
on that?
Talking about Caroline Now.
Does Johnny know? Does Johnny know when this was recorded?
Well, I don't know. Keep rolling it, John. 19. No, it's Mike. It's a surprise. This is Brian Wilson in 1995.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it shows that he has come out of it a little bit.
Right, but
I think song. I think probably the best I've ever written.
I thought this was before.
I mean, Trippin' Life is being a versatile artist, being able to sing many different kinds of songs and different sounds in my throat. I'm very proud of the fact that I have a versatility.
We have succeeded.
We have succeeded
in finding the most lucid sounding Brian Wilson.
It was a way to put God's love into a song.
Yeah, we got to find the tapes that have him more.
I mean, I guarantee you that is as lucid as he has sounded in the last 20 years.
It's no fun to listen to him when he's like sounding halfway decent.
Not at all.
Takes all the fun out of it. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I just want to let you guys know that you got it all wrong. This is not Brian Wilson. This is Barney from The Simpsons singing on this tape.
Hey, Homer.
Hey, get out of here.
All right. Goodbye.
Thanks.
All right. From the grave.
Oh, you're going to love this. Dennis Wilson's calling us now.
Wow. Oh, very good.
One of the, one of the sad deaths in the Wilson family.
Hello, Dennis.
Wilson. How you doing?
Sorry about your drowning accident.
Thank you.
Dennis, can you tell us what Brian meant to you?
Brian meant to me he shot himself.
Right. No, Brian?
No, he's
not
still alive.
No, which one? Was it Carl shot himself?
No, he had cancer.
None of them shot themselves.
Nobody shot himself. Dennis got drunk and, like, fell off a...
drowned.
Right, yeah. Drowned.
Drowned.
How do you spell Beach Boys?
B-A-C-H-B-O-Y.
Beach Boy.
Pretty good.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here, Tom.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Where is he?
He will never be here for you.
Tom?
Yes, he is.
Tom?
Yes?
How do you spell surfing USA?
S-A-F-F-U-S-A.
Right.
Safusa.
How do you spell...
Oh, boy. Let me find out. But
in my room...
In my room,
I-N-R-O-O-M.
In room. And how about this one, Tom?
All right.
Spell good vibrations.
Oh, dear.
Not
good.
A
chance. G-O-O-D.
There you go. Vibrations.
Vibrations is B-A-R-E-D-S.
Perfect. Good Baird.
And finally, how about... Oh, let me find a good one here. How about... Surfer Girl.
C, or Surfer is S-A-F-F.
Hold on. Let me start the record here. How do you spell Surfer Girl, Tom?
Right. S-A-F-F-G-A-R-L-S.
Don, that would be Seth Garls.
Yeah, I had to get back into having to write them down, Rob. All right, how about... Oh, I got an easy one for you now.
R-L-S.
Tom?
Yeah?
Spell Fun, fun, fun.
F-U-N, F-U-N, F-U-N.
Yes, yeah, so you did. He did a little the very watching the dryer go around thing there.
All right, how about I get around.
Down around, get around.
I get around.
Spell it.
A R O N E N D.
Around. He spelled around.
A R O N E N D.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Let's go a little current. Can you spell Kokomo?
Kokomo?
Kokomo.
C O K E M A N Mo M O R E.
All right. Okay, hold on a second. Coke Man
we have
Moore.
Coke Man Moore. Hey, Buzz, come on. You're taking my fun away, buddy.
And, I know you love your jumbles, though.
I got one more for you, Tom. Three words. Don't worry, baby.
D-O-N-T.
Worry.
W-O-R-R-Y.
Wow. Baby.
B-A-B-Y.
Yeah! Yeah! Double voice. Roar!
Roar!
Talking to you loud, double voice.
Hello, yeah.
Exorcist voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, be scary. Try to scare us, Tom.
Yes! I'm going to come and get you, Mike, and then you're going to die.
Hey, Tom, really try to scare us. Really try to scare us bad with your evilest voice ever.
Oh,
my God. I'm going to
kill you.
Oh, God. Like the one
that was making. Hey, Charlie, did I like that?
Yeah, I like that, but I want you to do, you know your voice where you go,
hey, I want to kill you.
Do it as low as you can.
I'm going to kill you. I've done it, Mike. You're going to die.
Yeah, you know, scare us. Scare us, Tom.
I'm gonna kill you, Mike. You're gonna die.
All right, I'd like to just say that you pointed us down this direction, Mike.
Yeah, I can't help myself.
Tom saying we're going to die.
Tom's a great entertainer.
Thank you.
Ha ha.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Hey, where's that good voice at?
Oh, Tom wants to use the harmonizer.
Oh, we don't have time for that today, Tom.
Okay.
Somebody
no, today.
Okay.
There he goes.
And he's gone.
He gets away quickly.
There you go.
Hey, don't worry, baby. Spelled perfectly. But, no, well, we can't. We forgot the apostrophe.
No, give him that one.
All right, I'll give him a free pass. He gets 100.
He spelled don't worry, baby.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Oh, you know, I never got to the CD of the dumb poetry that people wrote to be turned into song.
There's so much, just so much to keep giving.
We'll do that tomorrow, okay? But at least we did hear the other Brian Wilson tape today.
Right.
Buzz, what is the lead? Is the lead story that Mike and I are going to be killed?
No.
Wait, Tom,
I think you're fine.
What is the lead story today, Buzz?
Today is your internet service watching your porn habits.
Oh, I can answer. Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Well, we'll find out the real answer.
Stay tuned.
For
news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Ha ha!
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ha ha!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-431-0067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Okay.
What's the word from Planet Crescent?
Give me a second here.
The only cure for syphilis of the anus. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me give you a second to talk about tomorrow's show. Give me a second, rather, to talk about tomorrow's show. Lisa tells me that This is no surprise. Some of the divorced couples have backed out.
Of course.
One of the spouses called another one of the spouses for the divorce newlywed game. And
you can't expect that those situations to be steady.
So I think we got, I think we've got for sure three couples.
And we need definitely one more couple.
So if you'd like to play tomorrow for $500 in cash for the winning divorced, separated, or going to counseling couple, call us at 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067. The winning couple tomorrow gets $500 from Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular.
All right.
We're bowling tonight. Hot gutter balls in action against Robert the Angry Mailman and the other postal employees at our home lanes, the Annandale, Virginia AMF. See you there at 7. Mm-hmm. Now, on tomorrow's show, besides what I just talked about, the divorced, separated, newlywed game,
right,
we'll have Dennis Murphy outside the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters in a diaper.
Yes.
And Rob, we're going to have to get a quill and some arrows for him, whether we go to Toys R Us or whatever.
We've already put the plan in motion. It will be taken care of.
We'll have Dennis outside. Plus, we have a couple from Sacramento who's getting married tomorrow. They would like to involve the show in some way.
Well, that's exciting.
We just got a Federal Express package from them, so I guess they're inviting us to the wedding, but I think the guy wants us to something call his wife or something about it. I'm not sure. Do it tomorrow. And also tomorrow, Mr. Skin will be on the show.
Oh, I love Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. Tomorrow, he's always got a hook. Tomorrow, this is for the guys now. If you have to rent a movie to watch with your wife or your girlfriend,
right,
on Valentine's Day, the top chick flicks with nudity.
Fantastic.
So that is that's the lineup for tomorrow's episode.
He is always fascinating.
And we still have a couple of spots open, maybe for the divorced newlywed game, so call us if you'd like to play that. And I think tomorrow we're also going to start hey, Rummy, is it a weekly or a daily thing with Mr. Skin on the show? Where he's going to give like a 1-minute update on his favorite movies. This is something exclusive here on the Don and Mike show.
We've had a lot of guests on the show, but I'll tell you, if there's anybody that I wouldn't mind having on a semi-regular basis, it is Mr. Skin. One of the best guests we've ever got.
Maybe it's a deal where it's once a week, where it's just a 60-second thing where it's just like, hi, this is Mr. Skin.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the hottest pieces of ass. If you want to see, for instance, I think he's going to have the first one maybe is about the Oscar nominees.
Very good.
Women, if you want to see them naked. Lisa, anytime you want to run in with that news, that would be fine with me. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Customers of Comcast Cable's high-speed internet service found out today the service knows a lot about them. America's third biggest cable company has been tracking the web browsing of its 1 million high-speed internet users. The company says it's just to help with an overhaul of the system to improve the speed and save money.
Anytime, of course, we talk about the internet.
Right.
Here we go. This is our tribute to Ron and Fez.
The Don and Mike Show!
Whenever we talk about the internet, it's donandmike.com. It's like it used to be ronandfez.com.
So the company says this information gathering that they've been doing, this watching, has all been very innocent. But experts say the data collected by Comcast could always be subpoenaed by lawyers or law enforcement officials. Two bigger high-speed providers, AOL and Earthlink, say they do not track the browsing of their 35 million subscribers. And just moments ago, just before we started this newscast, Comcast announced that it would no longer monitor the web browsing activities of its subscribers.
That's good, because we subscribe to Comcast in my home. It's a weekly feature, cool. The Mr. Skin Minute, that will debut tomorrow exclusively on the show, where Mr. Skin, in a pre-recorded 60-second segment, will give news on his favorite movies with nudity.
Cool. Mr. Skin Minute.
The Mr. Skin Minute, and that will be a Don and Mike show, a national exclusive.
Wonderful.
That will start tomorrow.
Things are back to normal at LAX after a scare this morning that forced the evacuation of hundreds of people. Turns out the fuss was all about some very average airport equipment. The suspicious container that prompted the evacuation was a noise detection machine airports use to monitor sound levels. What made it more suspicious is that an airport worker left the machine hidden in some shrubbery.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, there's the airport worker Pat Summer.
Again, old one, the old earmuffs.
No flights were diverted away from the airport, but some flights out of Los Angeles were delayed. Some New Yorkers are glad it isn't yesterday anymore. The FBI issued a high alert for yesterday and the days that follow, but some New Yorkers were particularly concerned because of the date, February 12th, or 2-12. 212 is New York's best-known area code. That alert, he's still on, and a couple of guys in the tow truck blew through a security checkpoint through the Pentagon Monday night, right after the FBI had issued the warning. The two men, apparently of Middle Eastern origin, reportedly had a variety of identification papers with them. But officials say they don't know the men's true identities. The FBI's investigating. The truck did not carry any weapons or explosives.
How weird is that?
Very weird.
Joe Artinger's on high alert right now.
He's been on high alert for the better part of the month.
American Taliban member John Walker Lind is pleading innocent to the charges that he conspired to kill Americans in Afghanistan.
Somebody deball that guy.
Amen.
When asked by the judge how he's pleading to the 10 federal charges, the neatly trimmed Lind answered, "Not guilty, sir." Lind's parents were at today's hearing, but so were the parents of the CIA officer who was killed in a prison uprising in Afghanistan soon after he'd interrogated Lind.
I heard that, Dad, and you know what would be a lovely idea? Mm. Let Dad have a few minutes with this kid.
Yeah.
That's what I think would be a good idea.
Quoting Mike Spann's parents, "Americans will not tolerate traitors."
Right. Amen, brother.
Here's a weird one. Why did a former DMV worker accused of selling fake driver's licenses to September 11th suspects die in a fiery car crash this past weekend?
Good luck.
49-year-old Catherine Smith was burned beyond recognition in her Acura after the car ran off a Memphis highway in the middle of the night.
Karma.
Her car was completely scorched.
Get it? Karma.
Uh-huh. The car was completely scorched, even though it was barely dented, and its gas tank still intact. She'd been accused of selling fake IDs to Middle Eastern men from New York who are being investigated for their possible connections.
Oh, for you.
To the attack on America. She's supposedly made only $3,000 off
so
the deal.
So setting somebody on fire that, helped the terrorist, that's a bad thing?
Well, it's a crime, apparently.
Oh, right. Hold on.
They have to investigate.
Let me see who's online here. Hello, Donna. Robert.
Hey, what's up?
Robert the Angry Mailman. We're bowling you tonight. We're bowling you tonight, Robert.
Yeah, what do you want?
I want
Steve Hughes. Robert, I'm trying to get Robert going because we're bowling him tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna bust your asses wide open.
hey, Robert, how many pins are you guys sporting us tonight?
What is it, like 350? Jesus Christ.
So you're gonna give us a 350 handicap?
Yeah, man. Like, whatever helps make it interesting, Jesus.
Very good. Well, you tell us, you know how good your team is.
A couple of guys I don't know, but I know how I'm bowling. I know a couple of my boys are towards the game, so 350 sounds right.
Hey, and you know, I'd like to ask you about, independent of the bowling, Cheryl, the bisexual dyke. She tells us that you were involved with deep kissing with her at the Las Vegas style show.
You saw it. Hey, I got something else to say. Amy's a two-timing whore.
Amy is a two-timing whore.
That doesn't seem very nice.
Hey, Bug knows what I'm talking about, too. He's been fooling around with Bug all this time.
I wish I did.
Okay. Robert, we will see you tonight at the ball.
All right, man.
Okay, see you there. He's full of anger. He's delivering your mail.
He's an angry man.
They still haven't found kidnapped American reporter Daniel Pearl, but the president of Pakistan says he believes Pearl is still alive.
I know his late aunt, Minnie.
Minnie Pearl.
Sorry.
Well, you can't miss that one.
Pakistani police say the top suspect is in custody and is now cooperating with investigators. In the meantime,
I used to really enjoy that when that whole family would get together, though, 4th of July and have, the big music festival.
Yeah.
The Pearl Jam.
The search continues.
I heard something that was awful. What they were going to do to this guy was that they were not only going to. I can't say this. It's too bad.
No, it's evil.
Because it's an awful situation.
Yeah, we want him to.
What they were going to do to him? Mm-hmm. That they were going to turn him into jewelry. They're going to cut him up into little pieces and set him back as a pearl necklace.
Oh, dear.
President Bush says he'll cut drug use in America.
I'm glad you didn't say that. That would have been in bad.
That would have. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry. Really, that guy is
good restraint.
He's certainly braver than I am. To be over, I mean that. I'm a giant coward.
Amen, and I hope he comes back. I hope they arrange a spot for the pearl drop.
President Bush says he'll cut drug use in America by 25% over the next 5 years or personally take the blame for the plan's failure.
Tell him to start here.
As in the ads the White House aired during the Super Bowl, Bush made the claim that buying illegal drugs in America is done with money that will likely end up in the hands of terrorists. It's true that Osama bin Laden and many of his followers produce opium, but the latest study showed that the most used drug in America is marijuana, a business that, although criminal, is not known to be connected with bin Laden. Opposite marijuana trends from opposite ends of California, in San Francisco, even the city officials were jeering the head of the DEA last night. The greeting came just hours after a federal drug agent raided a club that supplies cancer and AIDS patients with marijuana. In two raids, the feds arrested four people and confiscated 1,600 pot plants.
Well, if you got the AIDS or you got the cancer, for God's sakes. Really.
Most Americans agree.
Let them get high.
In San Diego, meanwhile, the city council's okayed an ID card to be carried by people who use marijuana for medical purposes. They're supposed to show the card to police if they ever face possible arrest for possession. California law allows the use of pot for medical reasons after getting written permission.
I just want to say my remission's in its 20th year.
Hey, I'm the doctor.
Matt, hello, Buzz, hold on there. Matt, hello.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, how you doing? I just want to say, I bowl with two of the guys that Robert's bringing tonight.
Yeah.
They're effing ringers, man.
They're ringers.
That's all right. We can handle it. They're going to give us some points.
They better at least give you 120 per man.
120 per man. I think we're going with 350. We'll be fine.
I have a prediction. All right, we're going to have a strong evening tonight.
I think so.
All right. Sounds fun.
All right. See you there. Buzz, we got a break, Rob?
Right. Yeah,
yep, we do. Buzz, stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why did he deserve to die, Mr. Guest? Because he was acting like a total ass.
And in your view, people that you perceive to be ass should be killed?
Well, in many cases, it might make the world a better place.
DJs and DAs, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this time the reminder, if you miss anything on the show this week, catch the Don and Mike Show weekly replay on WJFK-FM here in D.C. Saturday, it's on from 3 till 6.
Yeah.
And the Don and Mike Weekend replay in New York on WNEW Saturday morning at 10 o'clock from 10 till 3.
That is wonderful. You can catch up on all the latest.
Toe tapping, touch tones there. Time for call 100-877-365-3636. Here he is, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the U.S. has won 9 medals at the Winter Games so far. That puts us in first place, followed by Austria, which has 7.
Nine.
Norway and Germany are tied at 6 apiece. Figure skating will likely be dropped as an Olympic sport, thanks to the judges who awarded a medal to the Russian team.
Jesus.
When it was obvious the Canadians had performed better.
Amazing.
There's Jesus. Word the IOC is thinking about dropping the sport altogether. They are, in fact, investigating, although they say they do not believe that it was done in some kind of vote trading.
Man,
scandal.
It is, but it is such a ridiculous system. I mean, anybody that does it, anybody that has ever skated would tell you that. It's garbage.
Why don't they just give the Canadians the medal and say we're going to keep the faggies?
That's exactly what they should do.
We should know inside the next 2 weeks where football commentator John Madden will show up next. Madden, who just lost his broadcast partner Pat Summerall.
The restroom.
Still has a year on his contract with Fox, 1 year, but insiders say he probably doesn't want to serve out that year as a lame duck, so he may ask for a contract extension that'll run alongside the network's contract with the NFL, which has another 4 years left. But there's also some question as to whether Fox can, in this economy, keep paying Madden $8 million a year. Fox is having a little trouble these days.
Now they will.
This opens the door to offers from CBS and ABC, which also have 4 years remaining on their NFL deal.
Listen, Madden always plays that Monday Night Football card. That's right, why he's going to get the money from Fox, because he always goes to them and says, hey, you know, you don't want me? They want me on Monday Night Football.
Get me Rudy Martsky's number.
Can you imagine that show, though? Finally, happy Valentine's Day, guys. A new survey of women shows that size really does matter. Only 12% of the women surveyed say they check out the package, but 51% say that once the fun starts, size does make a difference.
Of course it does.
Don, I must tell you the real reason. I think we all knew that.
Teeny weeny.
Yeah.
But women say they look at your eyes first.
Right.
A survey of men, meanwhile, shows that they believe that women fake it 75% of the time. They said they look at a woman's breasts first.
That's right.
Like we needed a study for that. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. Yes, no. Another action. Adventure Time episode. It was today. We thank you for listening. Tomorrow on the show, oh boy, the dysfunctional newlywed game with all the divorced and separated and going through counseling couples.
That should be interesting.
Plus Dennis Murphy in a diaper as Cupid. Plus, I think maybe the couple from Sacramento getting married on the show. Or some kind of last minute. Stop it with the Sacramento stuff. Some last minute details he wants to work out on the air. Plus, Mr. Skin, all of that tomorrow on our Valentine's extravaganza.
Yay!
Call 100 time right now. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Correctamundo. And what's your name, my friend?
Michael.
Michael, hi, where are you from?
New York.
Michael, you got to go see the movie Super Troopers. You won the Super Troopers prize pack. Don't miss Super Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, and killing time in theaters February 15th at Clear Highway. You're just driving on it. Enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot.
And keep in mind, you're fighting gutter balls in action tonight.
Oh, ball!
As we take on Robert and the Ringers tonight at our homeland, the glorious Annandale, Virginia AMF.
Yeah.
The action starts at the reasonable hour of 7 p.m. And we'd love to see you out there. Come on out. And listen, for a change, root for our team. If you're coming out to watch us tonight,
yeah,
root for our team.
Absolutely.
Okay?
You need it.
That's it. We got to go. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
Regarding kindness, Don.
Listen, I challenge you. Can you?
We'll see. Do let's see.
I want some of that action.
Can you be kind?
I reverse that challenge back at you.
Throw your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Taylor Moore.
You mind just making it
Oh, tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Don't forget the new way we're signing off. Remember?
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.